Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for TWIT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWIT Live special number 145, recorded November 6th, 2012. Special election coverage. Hey, welcome to our election night hangout on TWIT. I'm Tom Merritt, along with Sarah Lane.
Hello, Tom Merritt.
Happy election, Sarah.
And also to you. We've got some Pirate's Booty. We got a little, very American
wine. American-made wine, some American-made beer.
And American-made water, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave anybody
right
out. We've got
right
everything.
Out of the tap.
We're
here
representing
in
all political beverage.
We also
parties
have American-made Justin Robert Young on the ground in the swing state of Florida. Keeping an eye on the results as they come in around the country. Thanks for joining us, Justin.
Absolutely, Tom. This is super exciting. It is like my Christmas that happens every 4 years, where we all go out and vote and we elect the warrior chieftain. What we are doing here is watching all of the official state sites that are putting up their results. So we are going to be showing you how to track yourself, and what we are tracking are all things that are publicly available, and many already have numbers in.
And if you want like a hard-hitting political discussion, go to copoint.org or go turn on the television. This is a hangout for geeks. We're not going to get very political. We are going to get very geeky about following these results. So I've got the CNN map up. This is for you, Jocelyn Moffat. I've got the actual map so you can tell these crazy named states and where they are. Here's what we know so far according to CNN projections. Governor Romney is projected to win in Oklahoma. He's projected to win in South Carolina, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Indiana leaning. They haven't called it yet, but they're definitely assuming he's going to get the electoral votes there. And then President Obama has been projected to win in his home state of Illinois, in Maryland, in the District of Columbia, in Delaware, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Maine. So the polls just closed in almost all the states on the East Coast, except for New York. And those states have been projected because they're pretty fairly safely in one camp or the other. The other states, especially important states like Virginia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Florida, have closed their polls in many cases, but they just don't know yet which way they're going to lean. In fact, I believe the exit poll in Virginia said 49%, 49%. So kind of tough to call at this point.
And really, the thing about and I believe what you're referring to is the exit polls that came out today. We are seeing hard numbers come in, but Virginia is a very hard state to kind of project trends in because their voting is so segmented county by county. You have a lot of super Republican counties, a lot of super Democratic counties. So we want to just keep an eye on that as we go along.
Now, Justin, you're in Florida now, but you voted in absentee ballot for Florida, correct? Even though you live out in California?
I did.
And okay, go ahead.
Legally, I think I'm still moving. I'm in the process of moving.
Oh, sure, of course.
It's been a long process.
Yeah, I mean, I got the sense, because you've been pretty vocal about this online, of California. I mean, Tom and I have both lived here a long time. California's a blue state. I mean, it would be a huge upset if it was ever any different. Florida, not so. It must have been interesting over the last several presidential elections to have been in Florida with all the controversy that seems to surround Florida each time.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't old enough to vote in 2000 when everything was going on in the Gore-Bush election. But, I mean, it was right in my backyard. I grew up in Broward County, Florida. Palm Beach was where the majority of the hanging chads and stuff like that were. I knew many teachers in my high school were those mooks that were holding up pieces of paper and looking through them on television as the votes were eventually recounted. But it's a fascinating political state, not only because it always is relevant, but because you see so many different demographics. The communities are so wildly disparate, from, you know, the Cubans in Miami to a heavily Jewish population in Broward County. And then you have very rural counties up through Collier. Orange County is very Hispanic. That's where I am right now, in Orlando, where anecdotally many of the people that I know waited 2.5 hours in line to vote today.
Wow.
It is an incredibly passionate electoral base, and it looks like this thing is going to be just as advertised, extraordinarily close.
Now, one of the things that I like to look at in advance of the election is projections. Obviously, 538, Nate Silver does a great job at looking at all the polls and trying to come up with a statistical rationalization of how all of that works. He is definitely worth taking a look at. He's doing a live blog right now. If you go to 538, got to spell it out, F-I-V-E, et cetera, 538.blogs.nytimes.com. He's worth following for stats. Also, take a look at the Iowa electronic markets. Anybody who listens to me on East Meets West probably is sick of me going on and on and on. But they have a good track record. Now, that doesn't mean they're perfect, but so far they have predicted the correct winner every time, and they've come very close to predicting the actual vote percentage count for popular. Even in 2000, when they predicted that Al Gore would get more popular vote than George Bush, but they predicted that George Bush would win the election. So they were saying when the markets closed that President Obama would receive 50.9% of the vote and Governor Romney 48.9% of the vote. And then they have a winner-take-all market that had 77.9% betting on the Democratic candidate to win. That's President Obama. The way this works is you put in a small amount of money, and if your bet pays off, let's say you bet the Republican will take the presidency and the Republican wins, you get, you know, your money times two back. And the idea is it's not so much money that people are going to game the system, but it's enough that people actually bet on what they think will happen instead of what they want to happen. And so far, it's been correct. On the other side, there's Colorado University, who did a forecasting model based on economic conditions that they developed over several years, applied it to all the elections going back to Kennedy-Nixon in 1960, and their model predicted accurately the vote for every one of those elections. They're saying that Governor Romney will receive 330 electoral votes, which would be enough for him to win. You have to receive 270 electoral votes for that. So one of these two things is not going to prove accurate at the end of the night. And I don't know if anybody saw the XKCD cartoon where he went through every presidential election with a piece of wisdom that said, no one has ever won the election without X happening.
Blank.
And then and that was the election which that got overturned. It's worth checking that out statistically.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it's awesome that you mentioned Nate Silver, who has become really a cause du jour in these days leading up to the election, as he has predicted consistently and with a wider and wider margin over the last 2 weeks that Barack Obama's victory was more and more secure. Even as this race was being portrayed by the media and by polls as being too close to call. So we will see. He is, Politico said, you know, in a feature about a week and a half ago, that he is in danger of becoming a one-term celebrity if let's say some of these things that he has projected do not come true. But he certainly is somebody that has taken a very, very bold stance in these last couple of days.
Have we talked about the NPR's big board yet?
Oh, no, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's this is kind of cool. So if you go to elections2012.npr.org/bigboard, at that point, you click on it's president.html. This is what looks to be a little bit of a confusing board at first glance. But the way that it works is once you have it up, I don't know if you can pull it up, Tom, on your computer.
I can't. It's actually, I think there's too many people going to it. Page not found. Let me try to get to it in a different way.
Yeah, if you can. It gives you a little bit of an idea of what's going on. So I'll just explain what I'm seeing. So it's the total electoral votes, of course, in the top gray bar, along with how many more votes are necessary for each candidate to get to 270. So, okay, here we go. So the eight states that you got president right at the top of the gray bar, Obama on the left, Romney on the right. Then you got the eight states that NPR considers the swing states, right? It's pretty much widely considered by everybody. Under the swing states, all the results are listed in order of poll closing time. So over on the left-hand side, you've got the closing time in yellow. And if it's a percentage point in gray, that's the amount of precincts that are reported so far. So it gives you an idea of, well, what numbers am I looking at? We're looking at Florida. That's 13%. So these numbers weigh very, very, very early. This is refreshing. The page is refreshing every 15 seconds. So it's a very good, you kind of see it all in one place. It's not at all graphical. It's just a bunch of numbers. But if you like that sort of thing, something to follow.
Now, let's give you guys some updates on what we are tracking here with a lot, and I'll be shouting them out by name as they are watching. We decided to dig down to five key counties that will be a bellwether for this election. We'll start where I am right now in Orange County. Orange County, for those of you who are not familiar with Florida geography, encompasses the I-4 corridor, the eastern part of the I-4 corridor, which connects Tampa and Orlando. This is where Disney World is. This is where Universal Studios is. SeaWorld has a heavily Hispanic population. In 2008, Barack Obama won this county 59% to 40%. Right now, with 106 of 227 precincts reporting, it is pretty much there. It is 58% for Barack Obama, 40% for Mitt Romney. If this should hold or go up, it is very, very, very good news for the president, as he would not have seen a historic victory in 2008 erode. That is Jackie Hearn tracking that for us. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Henrico County, that is currently with 92 of 94 precincts reporting, 54% for Barack Obama, 42% for Mitt Romney. Leon is tracking that for us, and I will get you a 2008 look there. But that, I think, is not as good a news. As I'm pretty sure Henrico County went for more in 2008.
We also have a Google Hangout of selected friends of the show. Jammer B, I don't know if they can hear the audio back of Justin yet. Alex assured me that that was all taken care of, so I didn't check in on it. But
ooh, election coverage is ruined.
I know. No, well, we have Pirate's Booty and Wine, so we're good.
But, that's true.
Do you see it though? There's Colleen. Hey,
hey Colleen.
Oh, you lower thirded yourself. So can we hear her on the stream?
Yeah.
We can. Okay. So I'm hearing her here, too.
I cannot hear her.
And, yeah, Justin can't hear. So we may have to take a little bit of to get this worked out. Colleen, as you can see, has no idea what is going on. Go ahead and say something, Colleen. Can you hear her, Jammer B?
I cannot.
Oh, well, he told me that he could, so.
Well, I've got everything turned on, so it should be able to. Are you sending your audio out HDMI?
I was. I'm double-checking it.
Tensions running high.
I'm double-checking it now.
2012. Tech issues abound.
Okay, just to give you guys a sense of this, Henrico County in Virginia, one of the key swing states, and a swing county rather, in a swing state, in 2008 went 56% for Barack Obama and 43% for John McCain. As it is reporting now, nearly complete, it is 42% for Mitt Romney, 54% for the president. So that would let me check that again. Wait, hold on, wait. No, I'm reading.
Math, yeah. Man.
So 40,
telling you.
43%, 54%. And that would represent nearly the exact same thing as it was in 2008, which is very good for the president.
Whew. How about now? I changed it in the Google settings. Uh-oh, but Colleen froze as soon as I did that. Ah, but we can hear you.
I'm not frozen.
You're frozen on my screen.
Ooh, the audio is weird, too.
Next.
Oh, and she left.
Oh. She might be trying to
redo.
Hang out back in.
Now here's the weird thing. I actually can't change my output, my microphone, or my input to so that they can hear what's coming in over the HDMI.
I think we had the same problem when we did our iPhone 5 coverage. I think that was the same problem.
So what are you trying to do?
So she,
now I hear a
the thing is, the Hangout would be fine. I just they just wouldn't be able to hear Justin. And I specifically asked that question, and I guess we didn't figure it out. Right now, CNN is showing large yellow lines right across Tampa and Orlando. Justin, can you confirm?
Sorry, what was that?
John King has swiped large yellow lines right through the center of Florida. Not sure what it means.
That probably means that everybody needs to pee because they're so on edge with this election.
Or possibly what, Tony? Oh, yeah. Possibly Ross Perot sweeping through there. I believe his states were colored yellow in the 90s.
We are starting to get some things. Politico is now reporting that Mitt Romney has taken the lead in Florida, 50.6 to 48.6, with 17.7 precincts reporting, which we're probably seeing in the flip there is some exit polls on from the panhandle state or panhandle counties and some of the very, very, very Republican areas of Florida now starting to report. And for those of you keeping track of what is really the appendix of American politics, the popular vote, you know, that thing where everybody votes and somebody has more votes than the other person.
I think that's sometimes known as democracy.
Yeah. A thin lead for Willard with 4,674,447 popular votes estimated, of course. Barack Obama trailing him 4,227,000.
Now, wait a minute, Justin, the actual counted votes that people have actually taken and counted and reported officially?
According to Politico, that's the number.
Don't pay any attention to that.
Exactly.
Do we need to have a conversation about the Electoral College just to get it all out there?
Should we?
I think this might be as good a time as any.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
So the Electoral College,
I got rejected from the Electoral College.
You got turned down? I got in, but I went to the University of Illinois instead. I didn't get a scholarship. The Electoral College, the way it works, for those of you from Canada and elsewhere that may not know, or even the United States, frankly.
in fact.
Every state, except with a few exceptions, give all of the votes from their state in the Electoral College to the winner of the popular vote in that state. The Electoral College is a series of electors pledged to vote for that candidate who then meet. Our actual election in the United States will take place on December 17th. That's when all of the electors will meet in the various states, fill out their ballots for president and vice president, hand them in. They'll be certified later by the Congress, and a winner will be declared. Now, the idea behind the Electoral College back in the day was that you would actually select... state by state, they would figure out how to select their electors. You would select some smart people who would get together in a room and decide who should be the president. The House of Representatives would be directly elected. The Senate would be appointed by the states. And the president would be picked by this college of smart people. What happened is, over time, the states all pretty much decided to have a popular vote to determine the electors. And the electors... then committed, because of the party system as it developed, to only vote for the party's person. So you were, in effect, voting for a candidate from the party. And over time, you don't even see the names of the electors on the ballot here anymore. They exist. If you voted for Mitt Romney or Barack Obama, you actually were voting for a slate of electors from your state who are pledged to vote for Barack Obama or Mitt Romney. So all of that is a long way of saying, to win the presidency... the U.S. candidate must win 270 electoral votes. And as I said, most states are winner take all. So here in California, I believe, what do we have? Do we have 55 still? Is that correct? 55 electoral votes? It's based on population. But whoever wins the popular vote in California will get all of those votes. So what you'll see as things go along here is a counting of electoral votes.
55 electoral votes.
55 for, is correct. Okay.
The Golden State.
So Governor Romney won Indiana, got 11 electoral votes. President Obama projected to win Maryland, gets 10 electoral votes. And you'll see that electoral vote count going up over the course of the evening. Right now, they're projecting that President Obama has 64 electoral votes, Governor Romney 56 electoral votes. First one to 270 wins. Now, it is possible for them to each get 269. In fact, if we can take this screen, the paths to the White House thing that I was talking about earlier at nytimes.com shows just how this can work. What they've done is they've said, look, based on the polls, most of the states are pretty certain to go one way or another. So we're just going to count them already and say, with the electoral votes that are left, how can they win? President Obama has 431 ways to win, considering these 9 states are in play. Governor Romney has 76 ways to win. If President Obama wins Florida, that's bad news for Romney because of the way the Electoral College works. He wouldn't be able to get enough Electoral College unless he won all other 8 states. However, if Governor Romney wins Florida, suddenly it goes 176 ways to win to 75 ways to win. And then if Governor Romney, as he is expected to do, wins North Carolina, all of a sudden it's 66 to 58. So you see how this state by state matters here, and it really isn't the popular vote. There have been several occasions. The most famous recently was when Al Gore won the popular vote, but George W. Bush won the electoral vote in 2000. Also, Samuel Tilden won the popular vote, but Rutherford B. Hayes won the electoral vote and became president. And there's even a case where John Quincy Adams lost the popular vote to Andrew Jackson, and Andrew Jackson won the electoral vote, but there was a rebellion of electors, and he didn't get 270. In that case, the House of Representatives will choose the president, and they chose John Quincy Adams instead of Andrew Jackson. So even though he won both votes, technically, he lost the presidency.
Results continue to pour in, and we will keep a track on this. But, you know, again, with the Electoral College, when people talk about swing states, you know, what they mean is that these are states that, A, have a sizable enough amount of electoral votes to really swing an election, and also have a diverse enough electorate with the Republicans and Democrats that it can go either way. You also see in the and then we are past this stage, but in the day in, day out of campaigning, you are also trying to make your opponent spend as much money as possible. So many will go back and question, depending on what happens tonight, whether or not Mitt Romney spending as much time in Pennsylvania, which even by the polls didn't really have him give, you know, with any kind of a sure chance to win, whether him spending as much time in Pennsylvania was money and time well spent, or if it was a distraction, or as many saw it on the Democratic side, as a sign of desperation, as some sort of Hail Mary. That will be guessed a lot about, unless Romney wins. In that case, it'll be looked at as a genius move.
Now, on the New York Times, there is a section of their elections coverage that's dedicated to network calls, presidential network calls by the networks, calling for each president. Now, there's a big difference between, let's say, what the AP is calling as of right now, than, let's say, what Fox News is calling. Why is that?
Because they're going on different exit polls. And generally, since 2000, when we had the debacle of them calling Florida for Gore, then calling it for Bush, then calling the election for Gore, then calling the election for Bush, the networks have tried to be very conservative about calling results. And you rarely see them call a state different than each other. But they will before the actual projection, they may be saying, we think this is going to happen, and the other networks may think something else. But do you see an actual projection that differs from Fox, from CNN, or NPR? Or is it just a poll?
Well, they're calls. They're network calls.
What did Fox call?
79 for Obama, 82 for...
Oh, you're talking about the numbers of electoral votes. They've called states before the other networks have.
That's yeah.
My, yeah. Okay.
But that's what... like we're all going off of the same information, right?
Some are more aggressive. I mean, again, this is a horse race. You know, this is every 4 years. This is the political departments of these news networks. This is their Olympics. And they want to be first to the news. And they want to be most accurate to the news. And... you know, depending on what order they put that in is really kind of how they get criticized or lauded. So if you see things being called early, especially now when there's a lot of states, like Tom mentioned, that we know are going to go for one candidate or the other, then people are just kind of racing to see when they can convince themselves that this is absolutely in the bag and put those things on the board.
With 31% of precincts reported coming in numbers in Florida, the tide has slightly shifted again. 51.1% Obama, 49.1% Mitt Romney. I think we're going to see those numbers go back and forth.
Yeah, it's really,
quite
really tight.
A bit more. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. We always think of the projections as like, oh, these projections, they always end up being wrong. And if you're not careful, you project the wrong one, mm-hmm. and then you end up looking stupid. But in 1952 is the first time there was a computer projection. UNIVAC made an accurate projection, and CBS rejected it. They said, no, you know what? We just don't believe it. We're not going to go. Pre-election polls have predicted that Adlai Stevenson would win in a landslide over General Eisenhower. And the UNIVAC computer said, nope, Eisenhower's going to win. And they're like, nah, there's no way. There's no way Ike wins. We're not going with the computer projection. And they ended up looking stupid that time because it was the opposite. Of course, those were early days of computers. But it's when you haven't counted all the votes, you're likely to go the wrong way no matter what. Do we get any of the Hangout stuff figured out? Can we hear?
Yeah,
Colleen, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay.
I can barely hear Colleen.
I can barely hear.
Am I not loud enough?
Oh, there we go.
That's a little bit better.
That's better.
Yeah.
What? Nice scuba gear.
Just chilling here underwater on election night, trying to avoid the election, you know.
We've also got Reed Fischler in there. He's got his camera off right now because he's probably selling his ballots. No, I haven't. I don't know what he's up to.
If anyone wants to buy my vote, they're welcome to buy it.
No, he turned it off because we weren't going. He's like, no, I don't need to be wasting this camera. I don't want to have it on all the time. So, but thanks for joining us.
Wasting camera? There's a finite amount of camera.
We are watching anyone again. Can go to a gas our line. Own official results start to come in. Ohio as being watched by SWIC. In our Max Election Bot coverage here, of course, fans of Twit who are helping us out and watching the official results come in from the states themselves have 99% or 99 of the 9,231 precincts. That is 1.07% of Ohio, the granddaddy of them all, so far in this election night, going 56.6%. For Obama, 42.2% for Romney. Now, again, what we have to be cautious with these is that not all counties and precincts are created equal. There are certain pockets where you have to turn out more of the vote than others. So right now, Ohio looking in the very early going with a Obama lead, but I'm not smart enough to tell you whether or not that's good or bad.
So we're going to try to get Dan Patterson in on the Hangout as well. He is doing the coverage for CoPoint. If you're a political junkie and you want the political side of this, not just the stats geeky side of it, definitely check that out. So I'm going to ping him right now. This doc is amazing. Should we put the link, the public link to this doc in the chat room?
Sure. Let's just make sure it's locked down because
it is
locked. We don't want to have it. It's locked. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we can have a watch only for it. By the way, going back to what we were talking about before with Henrico County, this, of course, a big swing state in Virginia. Swing county in Virginia in 2008. It went I swear to God, I'll get this right at some point. 56% for Obama, 43% for John McCain. You would, Mitt Romney would expect to do better, at least on that number, if not win Henrico County. And right now we are at 46% for Mitt Romney, 51% for Barack Obama. So a 3-point increase in John McCain's number there.
Over, well, not in John McCain's number because he's not running, but you mean over John McCain?
Yeah, and an increase, yeah, on John McCain's number. There we go. And a 4% decrease in Barack Obama's return from 4 years ago.
So we're about 20 seconds from some more polls closing. I'm not sure which states, but some of the polls close on the half hour. Some of them close on the hour. So we're getting very close. We may get a couple more projections here.
What we are really going to want to look for, and again, if Florida is extraordinarily tight. We are showing official Florida returns at 49.41 for Mitt Romney, 49.78 for Barack Obama right now. I mean, that is absolutely crazy pants McGillicuddy. That, again, you know, you have to, if you're Mitt Romney, you have to win Florida. Right now he looks good in Virginia and North Carolina, but all that doesn't matter unless Ohio comes in for him, and that has yet to show really the biggest swing county of them all, Cuyahoga County, which holds Cleveland. That's going to be, you know, a huge, huge, huge domino to fall.
So if you can take my screen here, Jammer B, this is the doc. I just Twittered out the link to it, where we have 49 people from the chat room in there updating things. Actually, take it off the screen because we got some email addresses in there. That link is available. I don't want to put the email addresses up there. And you can see as they are updating them what is happening in those particular states. So huge thanks to everybody in that doc who's actually in there keeping track of this stuff. This is faster than any other of my sources at keeping the percentages up.
Yeah, I mean, Justin, these are some of the numbers that you're looking at, correct? Same doc?
Yes. Yeah. And these, again, folks, the only difference between what we are doing right now in a DIY kind of way and what was happening in these in all the major newspapers and all the major television stations is that they have also access to exit polls, and they can combine that data. And then also they have people on the ground, you know, literally outside the rooms in which these things are being counted. And if somebody yells out a number, they can, you know, feel confident to report that back and put that into their own matrix of what they are reporting. But when it comes to local elections, every local newspaper, every local television station are watching the same sites that we're looking and reporting those numbers. That's how they're getting those numbers.
But they don't have 49 awesome people that are just like on it like this. That's incredible.
No.
A huge thanks to everybody in there. Down to the counties.
Yeah, and for those counties, we selected those counties. That is not scientific. That's just, you know, what is generally considered to be a good look at, you know, some of the big counties that will determine the election. The other ones that we have an eye on, Cuyahoga County, as I mentioned before, in Ohio, Bucks County in Pennsylvania. Again, if this were to be a nightmare scenario for the president and his supporters, Bucks County would be something that would tilt far more red than anybody would expect. And Pennsylvania would be in play because similarly to Mitt Romney losing North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, or Virginia, if the president lost Pennsylvania, he is El Scrudo. And then Jefferson County in Colorado, which will be a key western swing state.
Now, don't forget, we, as we mentioned, some polls just closed, and we'll just kind of use the CNN map for the purposes of this, but they all pretty much say similar things. Right now, based on the CNN projections, Mitt Romney has secured 73 electoral votes. President Obama has secured 64 electoral votes. They have to get 270 electoral votes to win the election. And if you look at the map, you can see that through the middle of the state, Governor Romney has Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, South Carolina, and Georgia. Over in the Northeast, Illinois, Maryland, Delaware, District of Columbia, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine all declared or projected to go for President Obama. And then it's interesting to me that Indiana is projected to go for Governor Romney. Now, earlier I said it was leaning. That's not why it's light pink in this map. It's because that is a change. President Obama won that state in 2008, but Governor Romney has won it now, or at least that's what they're projecting in 2012.
Oh, what state was that, Tom?
Indiana.
Yeah.
And you are going to see, and as Sarah brought this up, and Lou's bringing it up in the chat room right now, you're going to see different electoral numbers from the different networks.
Sure. You said, I mean, you said what, 70
Yeah, something? CNN has 7364.
I've got 8865
from
NPR.
Uh-huh. And there, you had a great page up earlier that was comparing all the different projections from all the different networks.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess.
There's the page right there. What it is that they're all being very careful about what they project. And so they're looking at the actual returns. They're looking at some third-party exit polls. And they're looking at their own exit polls. And each of them have a team that's deciding, okay, we trust this enough to make a projection. So it's not that they actually differ so much as it is they differ on when they've decided to make a projection.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we'll see anyone, at least I, you know, cross your fingers, we'll see anyone project the same state for a different candidate. It's just you can see some of the, like New Jersey, for instance, there is projected by ABC, CBS, and Fox, but nobody else has seen in their numbers the confidence to project it. Mississippi, CBS, NBC, and Fox. Again, maybe they're being a little more aggressive, or maybe they just see some numbers that the others don't see.
It's funny. I've got more than a few West Coast friends who say, you know, why do the media outlets call East Coast states? Shouldn't they wait until the polls close in the West? That's not really the way it works, though, because when one media outlet calls anything, I mean, it's you've got to have something to talk about, right? And you're talking about numbers coming in real time. And technically, I guess you'd have to wait till Hawaii closes.
Yeah, if you didn't. They've been pretty good about not calling a winner.
That's a federal decision.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why we talk about it is because the states have decided that they're going to report their numbers when they're done.
Right.
You know, so unless the only thing that would be above that is the federal government saying, no, we don't want to influence those in Hawaii. So we are going to hold off on everything. But at that point, man, what a heart attack that would be. I mean, you keep everybody on the East Coast up till 2 a.m. and then just spring a new president on them. Boo.
It's like 2000 every year.
Yes. Now, Don, just real quick to go big picture with some of this. I mean, no matter what, as we see these things start to come in, and we have just seen our first numbers from Pennsylvania extraordinarily early again, but 41.7% for Mitt Romney, 56.7% for Barack Obama, with 0.8% reporting. Again, we don't know exactly where those are coming from, but just keep an eye out for that. But to look big picture with this, it's going to be fascinating to see this is a very definitive chapter for two very, very interesting politicians. If Mitt Romney loses, you have a guy who's been in politics for a very, very, very long time that has always had a problem connecting with voters. You know, even as people have liked them, they haven't really liked him as a person. Within the last 2 months, he did for the first time what he had never really been able to do as a candidate, even as a governor of Massachusetts, which has become break the 50% likability barrier and connect with people. He wasn't so much a protest candidate against Obama. People started to like who Mitt Romney was, which is something that has eluded him nearly his entire political career.
What, if people
Obama
liking him?
Loses, yeah, I mean, if, like in terms of likability, he's historically been a candidate that's lived below the 50% likability line.
Because I always think of Romney as a likable guy, just not somebody that they like as a candidate. And maybe that's what you mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I don't think people think he's a terrible human being. Although now on election eve, everybody on the other side of the aisle is the worst person on the planet.
Right. Both candidates are the worst person on the planet. Yeah.
But or at least to many. But, you know, on the other side, if Obama loses, it is really nearly unparalleled in one of the most remarkable rises and falls in the American presidential history. It would certainly be more thunderous than Carter, just because, you know, Barack Obama's election was so heralded in 2008 and was such a landmark kind of occasion for the country, not only in terms of what it meant in the narrative that the media wrote about it, but also just in who voted for him. He was a tremendously popular candidate. And if he cannot win a second term, which, by the way, is rare for Democratic presidents, there's not a whole lot of them. It's you know, in recent history, it's FDR and Bill Clinton. That's it. So we will see. But either way, it is fascinating what's going to happen tonight.
Just looking over some of the folks on Twitter. For instance, in Canada, Patrick Fisher says no numbers released until the polls are closed in the West. Someone in the chat was saying in the UK it's the same thing, although in the UK they only have one time zone, so it's a little bit of a different situation there. Mm-hmm. The polls closing in the West or the East, they all close
it's
pretty much at
the
same time.
Yeah. Pretty much the same time.
Okay, we can show our doc on the air again. Everybody pretty much went in and removed your email addresses. So thanks, everybody. Sorry for the inadvertent reveal there. Not the worst thing in the world, but you know, not something I want to put up there for a long time. So here it is. As it happens, watch the folks in there volunteering to just obsessively refresh these pages, because frankly, you will get results on these websites pretty much at the same times that you'll see them on network TV, because what happens is the registrars come with the certified results. The webmaster updates the website as they're giving them to the media. Then the media calls back to the, you know, to the desk and says, okay, I've got the numbers, you know, here they are. And they put them in their own computer. And then they tell whoever the host is or the anchor that they're going to update the board, and they go to that. So by the time that happens, the website's updated and you can see it pretty much along the same lines, which is why you will get just as accurate, if not faster, results from this Google Doc than you would from anything else. And right now we've got Florida still neck and neck, 49.4 to 49.78. Ohio leaning Obama right now with 279 of 9,231 precincts reporting.
2%.
Yeah, 56.5 to 42.1.
And from what I've seen in other coverage, there are still you know, key counties, including Cuyahoga, yet to come out on the board. So we will see. The Ohio number is still very early. Also, the Florida number would be more favorable to Romney because, again, the further west we Florida, more it gets. So a tight number now would bode well for him.
And Virginia, with 47.33% of the precincts reporting, will probably be the next one that we will get that actually is one of these swing states. Right now, 53.52% for Governor Romney, 44.78% for President Obama. Alabama now being called for Mitt Romney by CNN. That is also not a big surprise. That's one of the safe states for him. But that brings their count to 82 electoral votes for Romney, 64 for President Obama.
So Pennsylvania numbers are coming in there extraordinarily early. Do not read anything into these beyond the fact that they are in fact numbers, and I am in fact saying them. It is 20.7 for Mitt Romney, 78.6% for Pennsylvania, 0.36% precincts reporting, and I would take a wild guess and say that they are probably very Democratic.
You said 78 for Pennsylvania. I think you meant Obama.
78.6% for President Barack Obama.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, yes, sure.
So Fair 9999 in the chat room has been very insistent that we take a look at the Google election map. He's like, why aren't you? What are you trying to hide? There's lots of maps.
Well, it's because we're biased against Google.
Let's take a look. I think they're just using AP. Is what it looks like. But they're showing 67 electoral votes projected for Romney, 64 electoral votes for the president. And that looks fairly similar to the way the CNN map looked a little while ago. So it looks like AP is just being a little more conservative about when they decide to go ahead and project a winner. But it is a nice map. I'll give you that. You can hover over all of the states and get the actual vote count.
So the fact that you can zoom out. You can zoom out and see the world to see how Jakarta
just how small our election really is.
Well, that's very Google of them.
Yeah. There's two Asias. I don't know if you realize that.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
That was John Edwards' campaign back in 2008. There are two Asias.
And no, you can't see Russia from there. It's just not.
It depends. I mean, if you're right on the tip.
Maybe.
Yeah, if you're on a boat. Got binoculars.
Sure.
Got a satellite.
Just take a little swim.
In a good telescope, you can see just about anything.
Now, if I were to take a wild guess at the first major state to drop, it will probably be Virginia. We are looking at 47.33% precincts reporting a Mitt Romney lead of nearly 9 points now, according to our Twit Max Election Bot coverage. That is held. Anthony Held. Who is watching that for us. These are, again, numbers directly from the states.
Fair is defending his promotion of the Google Maps, and this is a pretty cool thing. When you click into a state, you actually do get the county-by-county results as they are counted, the official results. So you can see blue for President Obama, red for Governor Romney, as you highlight around. That's you can play John King from CNN. You can kind of go in and look at all this stuff, just click right in. And see the votes as they file in. And there's Virginia, what you're talking about right now. So if Virginia goes to Governor Romney, I'm going to go to the New York Times projection. That gives President Obama 197 ways to win and Governor Romney 58 ways to win.
Wow. I'll tell you what. And take it for what it's worth, but I'm watching, just in the interest of fairness, on my Fox News iPad app. They have, and I don't know what numbers they're looking at, but under 1%, they have Mitt Romney leading by a slim margin in Pennsylvania. So I know there is a Mars in Pennsylvania. They might be on Mars in terms of their projections, but we will see. But apparently, if who knows. Yeah, Pennsylvania's in play. This is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, and Pennsylvania is not one of the swing states in this paths to the White House that New York Times created. So, again, if any of these nine states, if any of the other 41 states go opposite of the way we expected, this becomes a useless tool. They probably should have allowed for you to pull in other states, maybe next year. I'm not going to criticize because I think this is a pretty awesome tool.
Well, apparently, Too Slick in the chat room says Google also has Romney leading in Pennsylvania.
Well, by vote count or by projection? I mean, that's...
I don't know.
Vote count. Let's go to Google.
Yeah, I mean, by vote count, with less than 1% reporting, 55.7 Obama, 42.8 Romney. With 20 electoral votes at stake. So...
Meanwhile,
there's not a huge margin here.
By the numbers.
Okay, let's look at the Pennsylvania map. Google does say that Governor Romney is leading in Pennsylvania based on this one county, Warren County. So this is the thing you got to keep in mind, right?
I mean, exactly.
These votes are just being tallied right now. This less than 2,000 votes counted in Pennsylvania. So I'm not saying that Governor Romney can't win Pennsylvania. He certainly could, but that is not any kind of significant situation.
Warren County and Mitt Romney had to regulate so far for a surprise win in Pennsylvania.
You're going, and here's the interesting thing about the Google map. They are, as precincts report, they color the state very lightly in whoever's leading, no matter how many votes have been counted. So you see, New York is blank. Not because they don't know anything, but because they don't know anything. 0% of the precincts have been reported. Pennsylvania, 0.1%. But of that 0.1%, it's colored that way. So you can't really say that is leaning one way or another. It's just way too early to call. Virginia, on the other hand, 31.7% reporting, and you've got a significant number, 56.3% for Governor Romney. That is worth paying attention to, because you're getting close to a third of that state's votes counted. And when you, and as we were looking at earlier, when you click in, you see, you know, which counties are counted and which counties aren't, and which one of those are significant.
And of course, that's sort of the beauty of all of this, right, is that depending on the state, some counties are just completely different than others. That's why certain states you can say, well, there's only 3% of the vote counted, and why are they saying that it's probably going to go the way of Romney or Obama? Because historically, there are certain counties that vote on toward one political party or the other. Another state like Pennsylvania, you might have wildly differing counties depending on what side of the state you're looking on. Go ahead, Justin.
James Carville famously said of Pennsylvania that it is New York on either side and Alabama in the middle in terms of the electoral vote there. So it is a very disparate state in terms of their voting habits, but it also was not gone to a Republican candidate in many, many years. Also, by the way, I do want to correct myself. When I was talking about two-term Democratic presidents, I forgot Truman. Truman also had two terms.
Was he two terms? Because he took over for President Roosevelt.
Well, I guess he got elected again. So I guess that would be the closest that you would have. So he served, and then he got.
He didn't serve two full terms, though, right?
He did not serve two full terms. You're right. So I was right. So
you're totally right.
Just got me all. I'm all numbers focused. I'm just looking at these numbers.
We love numbers. So we're about 9 minutes and 22 seconds from the next round of poll closings.
We
need food.
What, pirate's booty isn't enough for you?
It's a good start.
The problem is it seems like you're eating a lot, but then once you chew, you realize, actually, I'm not eating much at all.
Nothing but air in this.
It's a lot of air. It's like cotton candy for sodium.
Yes, because my chomping into the mic is bothering Budlow. I apologize.
Oh, well, at least it's not me. For the first time, other people eat.
Now, also, let me direct everybody to our Max Election Bot coverage in the Google Doc. We now have updated it with our own electoral vote count and a popular vote count, which is right now at 47.6% for our president, Barack Obama, and 51.5% for challenger Mitt Romney. Again, very early on.
In this corner. Forty-seven point six percent, but electoral, it's pretty much dead even.
And again, Florida proving to be tighter than a baby Finch's cloaca with a 49.5 to 49. Oh wait, hold on, we're updating that as we speak. That is 49.6 to 49.67.
Wow!
Holy smokes! You
know, frankly. Let's go. Actually, let me go to the.
Wait a minute. That is a 49.6 to 49.56. Mitt Romney, according to the Max Election Bot troll returns, is now leading in Florida.
Nice job.
And that is Renegade Mike. Renegade Mike checking that for us.
Way to go, Renegade Mike.
No, Jackie Hearn.
Way to go, Jackie Hearn. And anyone else who's helping Jack here. So I want to go, okay, if Florida is pretty much out of this, right? Let's go back to that New York Times scenarios map. And this is why everybody was making such a big deal about Ohio, right? Because Florida may last until 10 days from now. There's this nightmare scenario where it's so close that it has to go to the absentee ballots and the provisional ballots, and that could take a long time. So what we all want is for a decision to be made one way or another tonight without needing Florida, if that were the case. I can't get the scenarios thing to load now. Everybody's hammering it. But I was going to play around with it to see, like, okay, let's just take Florida off the board. What has to happen to get a scenario? Now, remember, there are 5 scenarios in which we have an electoral tie.
If you have an electoral tie, the U.S. House of Representatives chooses the president, and the United States Senate chooses the vice president, which means that we would have to wait for all of those elections to finish, because it's the new House and the new Senate. They would sit in January for the first time, in early January, and then a likely, almost certainly Republican House of Representatives would choose Governor Romney as the president, and a probable Democratic Senate would then choose Vice President Biden as the vice president. You'd get a split ticket.
Which I think we could all imagine to be the funniest possible split ticket.
All right, so here's the scenarios. The scenarios are up. If you just take Florida off the board, right now Ohio with 2.9% leaning, grant you, is going for Obama. North Carolina, not surprisingly, going for Romney. Virginia, let's say, continues to go for Romney. And New Hampshire, not surprisingly, goes for Obama. That would bring it down to 27 ways for Obama to win, 4 for Romney, in which case just one of these Iowa isn't enough, actually. Nevada isn't enough. The president would have to win Wisconsin or 2 of the other states. Now, let's say Governor Romney wins Ohio. All of a sudden, this race is going to go to the wire because President Obama has 17 ways to win and Governor Romney has 15 ways to win. And so then it's Wisconsin, Colorado, Iowa, and Nevada become very important. Now, if I just go alternating now, here. So if Romney wins Wisconsin and Iowa and Obama wins Colorado and Nevada, it comes down to Florida.
Yes. back into our grasp. But however, like you mentioned, the state that is not on there is in Pennsylvania. We have our first numbers back from Bucks County. Again, a key county in Pennsylvania. Last year, it went 54% Democratic with 2 of their 304 precincts reporting. It is 42.8% for Willard Mitt Romney and 55.7%. So only a percentage 1.7 over what he did in 2008. We would have to see where that goes from here. But that will be the key to watch. Because again, like Tom mentioned, that's not even on that New York Times thing. If that is in play, that is absolutely huge. And again, this will be what the narrative is tomorrow on the amount of time and effort that Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan and their surrogates spent in the state of Pennsylvania.
Sorry, I'm eating Pirate Booty. We're just a couple minutes away from more poll closings.
These are, let's see, it's 6 o'clock, so 7, 8, 9. So that would be... I wish this...
Richard just saying it's odds, not scenarios. Now, the scenarios say we're going to consider safe states safe. There's no odds involved in the New York Times scenarios. The only thing is, if there's a big surprise, if one of the safe states ends up not being safe for either candidate, then it throws this off. But otherwise, it's just straight electoral votes. There's no odds making in there. Which polls are going to close? These are New York closes late. I know that.
New Jersey closes really late.
Look, no, well, New Jersey Friday. Never closes. They're 24/7 over there.
Yeah, you know, I wish this graph would give me a little bit of a flashing heads up. Mm-hmm. Polls closing.
You know, somebody was saying, I think it was on Twitter that, it was Kyle. Xbox 360 has a live service for the election. Even if you don't have cable, you can watch NBC coverage, and there's a Wall Street Journal live app.
Cool. Very cool.
So Colorado, I guess, and Wisconsin will be two of the big states to close next. Both of those are battleground states.
Colorado becomes absolutely crucial should Mitt Romney come back and win in Ohio. That's what I'm trying to find now is which counties have yet to be counted in Ohio. And if they are, I assume that that more conservative counties in Ohio have yet to close because we have not seen.
I'll tell you what. Look at Virginia with 54% for Romney, with 42% of the precincts reporting, is definitely interesting. But look at North Carolina, which the New York Times is saying with only 32%, but that's a third of the precincts reporting, it's 50% Romney to 49% Obama. North Carolina, while a swing state and considered a somewhat of a battleground, was expected to go for Governor Romney. Depends on which counties, you know, are reporting here, but that's a little slimmer of a margin for the governor than I would have expected. And it certainly looks like he's surging to a lead in Virginia.
Of the polls closing in just 1 minute, we've got New York, Louisiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nebraska, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and the rest were kicking in at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So quite a few. Quite a few.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Nevada, of course, is another crucial state that closes later in an hour's time.
Hey, I just want to point out in Pennsylvania, which is 49.9% for the president, 48.5% for Governor Romney, with 0.7% of the precincts reporting. I'll grant you. Gary Johnson got 0.9%.
Hey, look at that.
I mean,
I'm sure Brian
is
somewhere
that,
just doing,
you a big Gary
he's
Johnson
doing
fan? Or?
125 celebratory push-ups.
We got a little Gary Johnson mug, in fact.
We did, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize to Jill Stein of the Green Party, who was the only other candidate that was on, I think, 48 of the 50 ballots, but I would have liked to had all. I have a sticker. I have all of the candidates here on my board of stickers.
Plus Jackson Hall, God love him.
I don't even know what that is. That Jackson Hall button, frankly,
it's not Jackson Brown.
Well, it's 1976, so it must have been a good year.
Yeah, I've posted on Twitter two elections in a row about the Jackson Hall button, and no one can identify it.
Really? Come on. Somebody's got to know. It's not Googleable?
I Googled it. There's some good theories from people, but
when it comes
nothing
to politics, theories only take you so far.
So New York being reported for Obama, again, not a gigantic surprise. However, that will, of course, radically alter the electoral vote number and probably the popular vote.
New Jersey being projected also for President Obama. Also not a surprise.
As is Michigan, which is not a surprise per se, but that would have been one of the states that he would have been certainly in trouble if he had not won, especially with the bailout, the auto bailout, which was extraordinarily popular in Michigan because that's where the auto companies are located.
Yeah, not a wide margin there. Almost 53 for Obama to about 46.5 for Romney, but still fairly close. Oh, Michigan.
All right, so let's go. Actually, let's go to this New York Times network calls board, which I believe, let me check. One right now, that's interesting. CNN at CNN.com. I'm reloading it just to be certain here. Was saying something different than New York Times was saying about CNN. So I'm waiting for it to load. Again, a lot of these sites get hammered. It's kind of amazing that any of them stay up at all. But yeah, okay. So essentially, the New York Times has Barack Obama in front 94-76. All the other networks and news organizations have Governor Romney leading. They say CNN has 132-64, and that's not what I was seeing on the CNN website, but that is the largest margin of all of the networks that are reporting right now. CBS is pretty similar, 137-78.
which, I mean, this is little more than watching a picture develop that we 90% know what it is, you know, in terms of watching this as a horse race. It, I mean, it's pulse pounding in that we get to see numbers go up and down, and that affects, you know, our feelings toward whether or not one person or not is getting elected. But really nothing matters until we start to see the big, you know, the big boys start to fall.
Well, and I've, you know, I've seen a bunch of people in the chat room saying, well, you know, of course the New York Times is projecting Obama in front because it's liberal media. And, oh, of course Fox News says Romney's in front because they're Fox News. Fact of the matter is, yeah, this is just sort of deciding when you want to count the things that everybody knows are going to count. When somebody projects either a surprise, one of the states that we thought was safe going the other way, or one of these nine swing states, you said, Justin, we're sort of just waiting for that. That's when the big news happens. Here, I gotta. Can you go back to my single shot, Jammer B? I gotta arrange this a little more bipartisanly behind me. There. Okay.
The other day on TNT, Tom had this behind him, and just in the wide shot, it looked a certain way, and in his single shot, it looked a different way, and people were going, "Oh, well, that's very telling."
I know. You know. So I kept
moving
it.
So halfway through the show, you start seeing it starting to kind of drift in one direction. To silence those people who thought that we were subliminally telling them to vote one way or another.
Yeah. Obviously, he wants Maru to win this presidential election.
Maru the
Kitty? I did a little pre-show to help gather people who wanted to help us watch the election returns. And I'd been using the Fox News app that you enter in your own data for the map. Like, it doesn't update live. It's just basically a interactive map that you can add things to. And I showed that live on the screen, and they're like, "What? Of course you're biased because you're using a Fox News app." It's like, it's a piece of paper. It's just an interactive map.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but the other thing that really throws me off still is the fact that Saturday Night Live is on at 11:30. I grew up with it at 10:30 in the Central Time Zone. But similarly...
Oh, that's weird.
Isn't it?
Yes.
NBC in 1976 was the first to put a map up in their election coverage with colored results. And they colored blue for the Republicans and red for the Democrats. And that made sense to me as a six-year-old because the Democrats were communists in my mind. So they were red. They were part of the Soviet Union. That's just where my head was at the time. That was my association. However, NBC stayed with that color scheme, but other networks changed it to other color schemes. And it wasn't till 2000 that everybody was using red for the Republicans because R for Republican and blue for the Democrats. So the blue state, red state thing, I still have to stop and think. Like, now which one's blue state?
Is really? That,
yeah.
I mean, it's sort of just been burned into everything political to me that I can't imagine going blue state. Is that?
I actually have to think. Red state, Michael Moore documentary, Democrat. Okay, got it. That's how I remember it.
Interesting.
Well, I always think of it as the Kevin Smith cult thriller, Red State. I am getting yelled at in the chat room that the county in Virginia we've been keeping our tabs on is Henrico, not Henrico.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Thank you, chat room.
Maybe I grew up amongst too many Hispanics and Henricos in my high school.
Well, Henrico is right now, with 92 of 94 precincts reporting, leaning toward Obama. 53.77
to 44.77. And remember 2008, that was 56% for him and 43% for John McCain. So a slight improvement for Willard over.
Now, Zellerus says it's pronounced Henrico, just like you've been saying.
Well, then get off my bum.
Maybe, you know, they say it differently depending on what side of the county.
I say you just call it H County.
How about Riri?
By the way, CNN projecting that the Republican Party will keep control of the House of Representatives. Not a shocker that they would, but somewhat early in the evening to just be like, House races, forget them. It's over. Republicans keep control.
Mm. Well,
And that, you know, looking forward, no matter who wins, the first thing that they're really going to have to deal with, the major issue of their presidency, is going to be the debt ceiling, which is something that was kicked down the road last year. If you want a great book to read about that, Bob Woodward's The Price of Politics is a great look at what happened and really the issues that they're going to have to deal with going forward. So if the Republicans, as has just been announced, will continue to control the House, it will be and Barack Obama wins, it will be a do-over where he needs to, I think, frankly, and both sides need to frankly do better about coming up with a solution.
Tom, you mentioned a little while ago the New York Times was the only network that was not tallying up electoral votes in Romney's favor. It is now joined. In fact, it's exactly the same numbers reporting as the AP at this point. 110 Obama, 142 for Romney. Of course, because a lot of red states came in at the last polling close at 9 o'clock. We got Kansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, and Wyoming all being called in favor of Mitt Romney. New York and Michigan from that same time period in favor of Obama. Again, still very early to tell. And in some cases, fairly close.
I mean, again, everybody, no matter which side you're on, if you're fist pumping as a Romney supporter, or you are nervous as an Obama supporter, this is you could have slept through this part of the election and pick mm-hmm. it up where things matter later. I mean, obviously we can see the beginnings of how these counties and states will come out, but nothing major has happened. The first, again, I think, you know, as soon as these northern counties in Virginia, which do go heavily Democratic, report in Virginia, unless they're able to make up that valley he has now, Obama, then I think that will be the first major piece to fall. Right now we are looking at a 52.12 to 46.2% win for Mitt Romney with 49 precincts reporting, 49% precincts reporting, according to our Max Election Bot coverage. And then again, that is held. At Anthony Held, keeping an eye on that for us. Thank you very much, Anthony.
So, yeah, if you want to find that Google Doc and keep track of it yourself, just go to twitter.com/AceDetect, AceDetect, and I looked down a couple of posts, and I posted it up there recently. I'll try to make a Bitly link for that as well. It would be a good idea. Or actually, I could just use that Twitter link, now that I think about it. One thing I did want to show was that CNN election map. Here it is again. It's the brightest map that I've found, so I think it shows up the best on your stream. That's one of the reasons I'm using it. You'll see it's slightly different projections from different places, but nothing conflicting yet. And what we see here is President Obama with 123 electoral votes, Governor Romney with 152 electoral votes. None of these are surprises yet. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, right down, up and down, including Wyoming, all for Governor Romney. If you didn't realize that, they have been projected. And then Louisiana, I don't know if we mentioned that earlier, but was projected for Governor Romney as well. And CNN reporting Michigan projected for President Obama. Now, there's not too many precincts reporting there, 10% of the precincts reporting, but probably based on exit polls there. So that's where we stand right now. And if you look at that map, they have in yellow the swing states. Those are the battleground states. They do not they pretty much correspond. They don't vary from the New York Times battleground states much. And we haven't got a single one of those projected yet. So as Justin said, that's what we're waiting on. That's the news.
63% of Florida now. I mean, we're past half. And neck and neck has never been more neck and neck.
Well, and that's how tight it is, right?
Yeah.
Because
it's crazy.
60%, and it's 49.5 to 49.66.
I think it's below the fold.
Well,
I see.
I'm looking at our
top,
Google
yeah.
Doc.
Okay.
But, you know, it's pretty much the same story all over.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio still in play, but leaning towards President Obama now, 52.24 to 46.31. Virginia still leaning towards Governor Romney, 51.86, 46.48. And Pennsylvania now really significantly leaning toward President Obama, 67.1% to 31.8. That is still with only 8.18% of the precincts reporting.
Yeah. First results from Jefferson County, Colorado. Again, that is a county that becomes very, very important should Mitt Romney come back and win in Ohio. Right now, it is 47.23% for Mitt Romney, 50.66% for Barack Obama. In 2008, John McCain rated 45.48% and Barack Obama rated 54.52%. So we will see 262 precincts in Jefferson County. We will see as they come in.
Step Lead has a theory on the Jackson Hole button. I've probably heard it because I've heard a lot of theories, but throw it at me in the chat room. Curious to hear.
The Jackson Hole button.
If you're just joining us. There's some confusion about what it all means.
Right there. I have no idea what it means. There's some people think it refers to Gus Hall, communist presidential candidate, but why would Jackson be listed first if he was the running
man? Well, because sometimes they, you know, it's almost like a, what is it when guys get the flask and it's yeah. your initials sometimes yeah. It seems like backwards.
No, I did that. That's why I'm like,
it's a theory.
It's a decent theory. I just don't know. I don't have any validation of it.
Well, you could figure out his running mate, right? Somewhere, somehow, someone would know that.
Right. I did not find any Jackson running mates for Gus Hall. I was fascinated with Gus Hall as a 6-year-old, by the way, communist president.
He was, could it be something just like Jackson County loves him, you know? And there were buttons that were made. Where did it come from?
There was also I bought it at the Lyndon Johnson Presidential Library in Austin,
of course,
Texas.
You did, you know, this guy. How old were you when you went there? 9.
No,
made
no.
Your parents take you?
No. I was it was when I lived in Austin. actually, no, it was before I went to, it was the first time I visited Austin for South by Southwest in 1993.
Okay, apparently Fox is calling Pennsylvania.
What are they calling it?
They're calling it the Keystone State, and one that is favorable to our president, Barack Obama. That, again, takes a major surprise off the board. And also, again, makes one, if you are in the business of second guessing and Mitt Romney comes up short, the question will be why so much money and time was spent campaigning in Pennsylvania when maybe it could have been better spent in Ohio or Florida, considering how tight those are.
I have to say the money would be better spent on other things in all cases. Too much money spent on the campaign. But
yeah,
that's
their
for
money.
Another day.
Who cares?
That's for another day. Let's just count the votes. I haven't checked our Hangout. I apologize if there's anyone in there. Reed's still in there. Thanks for hanging out, Reed. He waves. NBC just called New York for Obama. Okay. These are old things from a little while ago. Yes, I know Reed can't hear Justin. Alex was in here earlier. A little disappointed because Karsten told me that this was all going to work and it doesn't.
It was all going to work because they thought it would work or because they had tested it.
I believe he honestly thought it would work.
No, I mean, I know that, but it's like, I just, sometimes the execution is the only way to know.
Yes, an execution is the only way to know that someone is out of your life.
Speaking of California, we've got death penalty to contend with.
Hey, look at that. Now, you know, for those of you who are wondering why, so Fox is right now calling Pennsylvania with 7% in. When you ask, you know, why that is, it's because Mitt Romney did not do well in counties that he should have done better in. So you can project that in areas he should have had gigantic returns in, he did not. They make the determination that as these numbers continue to fall out, he won't have surprise support in counties that are historically Democratic.
So so Fox is calling Pennsylvania for President Obama, and yes. that kind of puts to rest our one chance at a big surprise state, essentially.
Yeah.
At least so far. I mean, we still could have another surprise down the road. We've got plenty of states. Got Montana, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington. Frankly, California is not going to be a surprise. I can almost guarantee you that. Iowa polls have not closed yet either, by the way. Polls are closed in Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Missouri, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida and New Hampshire, none of which have been projected.
CBS, NBC, and Fox are actually the only three networks that have called Pennsylvania at all.
CNN has not called Pennsylvania yet either.
That's right. They haven't.
I also have not called Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, I don't know anybody in Pennsylvania to call, frankly.
I'm going to call them right now.
Yeah, you know, it's just...
Again, send me your phone number and I'll give you a call. North Carolina... 50.48 for Mitt Romney, 48.37 for Barack Obama. 56 of the 100 counties are partially reported. 19 of the 100 are fully reported. Anthem at Jason Syop is watching that for us.
Thanks, Anthem. Boy, Virginia seems to be getting a little tighter now. It's still 51.86% for Romney.
You're starting to get those Democratic counties get counted right now. So now is where things get tight.
In Pennsylvania,
by the way, as of
64, I mean, it's only 14.9% now, but 64.9% Obama at that point.
As of, and we are getting the latest returns right now from Florida, 49.62% for Willard Mitt Romney. 49.53.
Now, if you're going to do that, you got to say Barack Hussein Obama. You can't just throw out the Willard all the time and not the Hussein. I mean, that's.
I'm not saying middle names. I mean, I can say Barack Barry Obama.
Did you see the Chris Rock thing?
The white people thing? Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, it's funny.
I think we're in a valley of projections right now. And the reason I know that is from previous watching of election coverage on CNN. When John King starts showing counties for more than 2 minutes, it means they don't have anything else to report.
Stretch time.
Yeah. Do we want to go into any of these Senate races? I'm not seeing any significant surprises. They're calling Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. They're calling Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. These are Democrats. Bob Casey in Pennsylvania has won, according to CNN. But again, I don't think any of these are shockers. Kirsten Gillibrand in New York also projected to win. Those are all four Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Cruz has won the Senate, Republican in Texas, defeating Paul Sadler. At least he's projected to have won his seat. John Barrasco in Wyoming has defeated Tim Chestnut. And Roger Wicker has defeated Albert Gore
not
in Mississippi.
Not to be confused with...
The Al Gore that you may be familiar with.
We got Elizabeth Warren...
Yeah, it looks like in the U.S. Senate in Connecticut, Chris Murphy puts the sharpshooter on Linda McMahon, and she's tapped out with a 55-43% victory for the Democrat. Murphy, the former WWE CEO, loses her second election.
Did we lose Justin's video?
We lost Justin altogether, and he called back.
Send us video.
I was just about to ask him to send video.
Sorry about that.
Send the video.
I was too focused on the numbers.
That's why we're doing it.
By the way, Tom, people are saying if we can stop spreading around the link.
Mention it at all so that people wouldn't know there was one, but I did see the message, yes.
Okay.
But yes, Renegade Mike, I see your request in the chat room. Absolutely, no problem. You know, there's a way to publish that in a way that doesn't affect the doc. We should probably do that. That way they can just see it, but it doesn't actually, they don't get it in the chat room or any of that stuff. But again, I can't thank enough all of the folks in the doc that are volunteering to keep track of these returns as they come in. Wisconsin now, 51.7% for Mitt Romney, 47.3% for Barack Obama, with 0.2% of the precincts returning. But that's the first time we've seen a number worth any reporting at all. Pennsylvania
Wisconsin would be a surprise. Obviously, that came back into play when Paul Ryan, who was a representative from that state, was selected to the ticket. Is a big swing state and would be a crucial element of any path to victory if, for some reason, Romney was to lose Ohio.
So let's look at the paths to the White House thing again. Let's say that Wisconsin goes for Mitt Romney. Let's say North Carolina, as we expect, goes for Mitt Romney. Let's say that he holds on with Virginia. That brings it to President Obama having 38 ways to win, Governor Romney 26 ways to win. New Hampshire probably going to go to Barack Obama. At that point, it essentially means that President Obama needs to win one more state. Let's see, if he wins Iowa, that's not enough. If he wins Nevada, that's not enough. If he wins both of those, that's not enough. So it comes down to Ohio and Florida. Let's say, does he win Colorado, Iowa, and Nevada? He still needs to win either Ohio or Florida. So if those trends were to hold, it really is, you know, we could be here. Not we won't be here all night, but you could be waiting all
night.
Oh,
we'll be here all night, Tom.
For a result on this. Who's calling me?
I don't know. Someone's calling you. They want to talk about the election. About half an hour out from polls closing in Iowa, Montana, Nevada, and Utah.
Looks like Dan Patterson was calling me, so let me see if we can get him on the Hangout. We've been trying to hook up with Dan Patterson
from
Copeland. Well,
I'll tell you what. Wisconsin being called for Barack Obama on Fox. So that that looks like that is...
Wisconsin? What did you say?
I guess they... Wisconsin being called for Barack Obama on Fox News.
Sorry, Reed. I had to cancel that Hangout so that I could go into this one with Dan. Dan, hey, I could see you now, but I can't hear you.
Oh no!
Oh, there we go.
Now I can hear you.
Hey, hey. Wow, your studio looks great. You guys are having a party in there.
Yeah. We have a ton of people from Sumall and Copeland out. Right. Packed house. Yours does too.
Thanks. Yeah, we're just being stats nerds, essentially just looking at numbers. Justin Robert Young kind of pouring over him, leading the chat realm, keeping up with our docs. What's your perspective on stuff so far this evening?
Well, we're doing the same thing here at Copeland. The other guy in the chat room here is my newly minted PhD of political science, William Dockstad. And Doc has been kind of following the state-by-state blow, a lot of what Justin has been doing for you guys. So we have people in the field for the Talk Radio News Service at Romney HQ, Obama HQ, and then in Washington.
Hey, Dan, can you hear me?
Yeah, Doc, I think we're getting feedback from your end.
Not from me.
No? Yeah, some feedback's coming from somewhere. So it looks like our correspondents in the field are being as conservative. Conservative can be, and they don't want to make.
Here, I'll come back on in a second here.
It seems as though, you know, the refrain that Mr. Romney has written only one speech seems to be pretty accurate. It seems as though the camp in Chicago is subdued, or at least that's what from our guys who are there are saying right now. From a data and just terrible feedback here. From a data perspective, we have Joaquin Rocha in with us tonight, and he's been helping us tear down each county. And then he's a partisan for Mr. Obama, although we've been trying to take a pretty objective stance and look at where you know what we're taking a look at what margin of error means and what, when we come close to statistical ties, you know, what that means. So again, my objective with all of the campaign reporting that we've been doing since January has never been to break commodity news. I don't take sides. I didn't vote for either of the two candidates, but it's been to do kind of like what you guys meta conversation. You know, how does the process play out? This is the second time I've been on a presidential campaign, so it's I'm trying to use you know, my very little experience to show, you know, this is what a stakeout is, this is what it means when a conversation, when this type of euphemism is used, this is what it means, and then inside each campaign. So that's the quick briefing.
How long do you think before we'll actually get a significant state projected? One of these nine swing states.
I would say within the next 15 minutes to 4 hours.
That's a pretty wide but probably accurate window.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no way I can guess. I think we're probably looking at either, I would say Ohio and Florida probably late tonight or tomorrow. You know, Virginia and Colorado, we may see some information pretty soon.
I'm looking at the map here, and there's a couple of different projections that I'm looking at. The first one is the AP projection, and currently the swing states of Pennsylvania and Ohio and Colorado and Florida, and this is the AP projection, they project that Obama is leading those votes. Virginia, North Carolina, they predict for Romney. And Florida, they predict for Obama. And so they haven't made projections as far as who is winning those states, but they are predicting that that those are where those candidates are leading. They're projecting that Wisconsin is being led by Romney at this time.
Yeah, and it looks like Missouri is just starting to get some early returns and not surprisingly leaning towards Romney as well. This is kind of the slow period, right?
It's being called for Obama.
I think right. So. Everyone is home from work. Because this has been packaged as a primetime event, it is the slow period. This is the prime, you know, consumption period, but probably the period of time where it is most likely that misinformation, wrong information, bad information will spread very quickly. So I would say, you know, we shouldn't expect to hear anything significant. You know, don't lock anything until 11 or 12 Eastern, unless we have some fairly, you know, when the major news networks start to show a consensus, they have held back. As far as I understand, there is back channel communication between all the major news networks to make sure that there is consensus before projecting anything. So I would say, right, this is kind of the slow time.
So we should project Jill Stein as the winner right now.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we called hours ago. In fact, we called South Dakota for Carl Sagan, the
Fantastic. Sorry, Doc. Go ahead. Yeah, I think you were going to say something actually worth listening to.
I was going to point out, if you look at the state-by-state projections on the AP map, I'm not going to promote one of the other maps from one of the major news networks, but I will go to the AP one. That seems to be fairly neutral. In terms of ideological bent, look at the Virginia state map, and you can look at the county by county breakdown. Yeah. And the important things are that, of course, the counties up by Washington D.C. They are predicting for Obama. You know, we would guess that would be where it is. But the most important counties, as far as Obama is concerned, out of the D.C. area are the counties around Richmond, Virginia, the north end. Suburbs of Richmond, Virginia specifically, are trending very heavily toward Obama, and they have been all evening. And that may give you a hint of where that race is going to go, because Obama also has significant support throughout various pockets in the rest of the state.
Richmond County is Henrico.
Also, MSNBC just predicted Sherrod Brown wins in Ohio, so that may give you an idea of where Ohio is going.
Which party is she?
Sherrod Brown. Sherrod Brown is a Democrat from Cleveland.
Yeah. So good. The Obama Cleveland fans will be celebrating Cleveland. That one. Although no, you can definitely split those tickets. Justin Robert Young is keeping track of a lot of stuff for us here. He can't. You guys can't hear him, unfortunately. But I know Justin, you were trying to say something, so I can translate it to them.
No, I was just saying that he is absolutely right. That Richmond, the Richmond County, is a very key one for Obama to see what he can turn out, and that is the one that we've been following all night. Henrico County.
Yeah, he's saying Henrico County or Henrico. We're still not sure exactly how to pronounce it. Is definitely the one we've been following all evening to kind of see where the winds are blowing in Virginia.
Yeah, in fact, as you interpret that, Tom, I just got an email and voicemail from our colleague, Justin Duckham from Talk Radio News, who echoes your sentiments, or Justin's sentiments, Sarah. Enrico, correct?
Yes.
You say Enrico, say Henrico. Let's call Virginia for someone.
Snacks.
Soon. Yeah, for snacks.
Carl Sagan.
For Carlson.
I mean, listen. Let's not kid ourselves. This thing is going to go late. This is going to go way late.
In Wisconsin, but it looks like MSNBC just called Wisconsin for Obama.
Yeah, and Fox News has called Wisconsin for Obama as well. So it looks like that possible that is what our first big swing state to get called. Yeah. And we've been keeping track of that paths to the White House on New York Times. I don't know if you guys have played with that as much. But that definitely reduces, if you just give Wisconsin to President Obama, now Mitt Romney has 24 ways to win and President Obama 230 ways to win.
You know, yeah. I wonder, Tom, I think, you know, your analysis and use of data is probably the most interesting thing to come out of this election process. I think I've said to you back channel a number of times, but I've really loved Sasha Eisenberg from Slate has written a really great book on how data was used, particularly Facebook data was used to create it's called GOTV, Get Out the Vote Initiatives. And this election, like no other election, Facebook was used particularly well by the Romney campaign to mine data and then use that not just to, I'm sure on the web we're all very familiar with this term, but convert an audience member, just like, you know, a page view is fairly worthless, but if I get your email address, okay, that adds a lot of value to me. And the Romney campaign has been incredibly effective at using Facebook to target and then convert their target audience. And they'll literally, you know, I know at least in the case of Iowa during the primary, they would go and pick up every last person in the most rural and remote counties and drive them to the polls. I can only imagine that although Obama's GOTV effort is larger, Romney's is more sophisticated. And I can only imagine that this and advertising is how they spent their money in the last couple of days. So data and watching data is, I think, the right way to approach this election.
Yeah, and honestly, for math nerds, it's the most fun way to approach the election. And the thing is, you can until there's a winner, people on all sides can all sort of get behind and put aside their differences and just kind of watch the numbers come in for a while. One of the things we were most concerned about doing this sort of coverage was whether the chat room would get out of hand. And I have to say, with a few exceptions here and there, for the most part, people have really been focused on like, oh, where are the returns coming from? What are the numbers? Who's reporting the numbers?
It hasn't got ugly yet.
It brings the country together. We can all agree with math.
Well, that may be more, you know, more true than we know. I think your audience is probably a lot more sophisticated than and willing to talk to each other and not just at each other. But, I mean, geeks like data, and we like to know what the facts are. We don't like to be right just to appease our ego. I mean, that's a blanket statement from 30,000 feet, of course. But really, I really do believe that you know, social media is the easy answer to what's the trend this year. And I've been going on radio doing two ways all night. Of course, they want to know about how is social media being used. Really, I don't know that it is so much social media as it is, you know, the data we can extrapolate from this. You know, in a week or 2 weeks, we'll be able to go, oh, so demographics of people who used Facebook versus Pinterest versus Twitter turned out like this. And I think we can all go, it doesn't really matter what partisanship is. Those are very interesting numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dan, thanks so much. Hopefully, how long are you guys going to be around this evening?
We'll be on air until it's all said and done. I say that. I shouldn't have said that.
So we'll see you in 10 days when Florida finally reports.
Yeah. After the lawsuits in Florida have settled down.
Or do the same on Plus.
Yeah, we'll keep talking in the back channel and we'll circle back with you in a little while, maybe after we get a couple more swing states reporting. Thanks for talking with us, man. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thanks.
If people want the more political bent that you guys are doing, should they go to copoint.org? Where's the best place to keep track of what you're doing tonight?
Live.copoint.com will redirect to our Google Plus event page where we're having people chatter. And from time to time, in fact, I'm going to bring him in just a moment, we'll have people in the field like Justin and Jeff and Ellen with updates. So, right, live.copoint.com.
Excellent. Live.copoint.com. Hey, thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you hopefully in an hour or so.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Tom.
All right. Cheers. So now I'm going to restart our own hangout. I had to kick Reed out because it wouldn't let me take Dan's call at the same time. But what do you think of that Wisconsin call, Justin?
Well, you know, it's certainly, I mean, again, it was one of those states where if you talked about states that were beyond the firewall in the latter stages of this campaign, and the question was how far Mitt Romney was burning up support beyond the states that he absolutely needed, like North Carolina, Florida, Virginia, Ohio, and if he was able to get into states that Barack Obama was counting on, like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin was another one. So to see them go for Barack Obama is certainly something that is necessary for Barack Obama to win, but it is like Romney winning in Florida, Virginia, North Carolina, or Ohio, in that that needs to happen. So if that did not happen, it would be a very bad news for Barack Obama. As it is right now, it just kind of leads us back down the path that we've all pointed to for the past 3 months.
But this is exciting to have the first actual path to the White House that we can say for sure. Now, here's what's interesting about this. So I'm going with the fact that two news organizations have called Wisconsin. But if you look at the paths to the White House page, they're still highlighting the number in red, because with 3.7% of the precincts reporting, 56% of the votes are for Mitt Romney. What this is saying is that the networks are sure enough of their exit poll numbers that these early returns, they are the wrong counties. They're going to get overturned when the right counties come in, and President Obama is going to win Wisconsin. But it is a little disconcerting to look down there and see, oh, well, there's a red highlight. Should I really be settled on that one being in the Obama camp yet?
Cuyahoga County up in Ohio, as Justin mentioned earlier, it's Cleveland's county, and it's one that is very closely watched. 9% reporting, which turns into almost 200,000 votes for Obama, 85, close to 90,000 votes for Romney. So that goes to almost 70% Obama, almost 30% Romney at this point. Again, 9%, right? If the numbers keep going up as they are, then we know how it all ends, but it's really early to tell. I have to say, even though I enjoy our NPR graph, the New York Times has collectively probably just the best overall representation of what I need to know on their in their elections coverage, because I like drilling down into each county.
Yeah. I would say at this point, I'm probably relying on the New York Times, because you get the path to the White House, the network calls, and the big board, and that Google map. I gotta hand it to you. Fair. Thanks for showing that to me, because that Google map, what I've realized about it is it's AP driven, but the AP is very much relying on reporting over projections. And so while it lags behind, I kind of keep an eye on CNN to see what the projections are saying. But if I really want to see what the results are, I can click through this Google map and see county by county as well. Yeah. New York Times gives me a different view on that county by county. Between the two of them, I really don't need anything else. Except some pirates' booty.
And again, with the early Cuyahoga County results, they are tracking very, very close to 2008, with roughly 30% for the Republican challenge, or the Republican candidate, and 69% for the Democratic. That was roughly exactly what happened in 2008. If, again, that is the case, very, very good news for Barack Obama.
Jammer B just pointing out CNN projecting Obama the winner in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Following Fox.
So we got another one in the camp.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just going to say this about everybody's like, Fox. Yeah. I mean, they've been early on two calls for Barack Obama before anybody else. So if anything, they've been more aggressive about calling states for Barack Obama than the other networks.
To me, that fits Fox. Fox, you know, forget the political leanings. The other thing about Fox is they're about making headlines. They're about being first. They're about being aggressive. So in a situation like this, they don't care who the projection is. If they think they can call a projection without being wrong, they're going to pull the trigger before anybody else if they can. They're competitive that way. Justin?
Yes. Hi.
So you're on the, well, you're on the right as I'm looking at the monitor.
Actually, right now, I am 49.66% on the left.
Some of your precincts are not reporting.
No.
You guys in the chat room got any questions? Anything you want to you want us to particularly address, talk about? Because we are going to be, until we get a couple of more swing states projected, we are going to be sort of tap dancing. This is what the networks do when they start giving you that we're going to go over these numbers again and again, and you start to get kind of crazy.
This is also a little bit.
And by the way, Ohio continuing to tighten now at 47.98 for Romney, 50.46 for Obama. Ohio and Florida is going to tell the tale. And right now, they are just as advertised, incredibly close.
Eskimo Pie wants to know, for the uneducated, what's up with states that split their electoral votes? I don't believe Nebraska does this. I think Maine may be the only one left that does. It's up to the states how their electoral votes get counted. It's up to the states how the electoral votes are collected and cast. And most states have a winner-take-all system, but there's no law saying they have to. They just have to send electors. The states get to choose how those electors get chosen, and some states decide to go district by district and have an elector chosen for each district. You know, Curtis B. asks, has there been any discussion in the U.S. of reforming election law? It seems like the Electoral College system is outdated. After the 2000 election, when Al Gore won the popular vote and President Bush won the electoral vote, there was some talk, but it became a partisan issue immediately. All of a sudden, the winning party didn't want to reform the Electoral College, and that's the way it's been every time. So when you start to bring it up, it's kind of amazing to see people defending the Electoral College and, you know, on the risk of getting political. My view is the Electoral College is horribly outdated and it should be abolished. But people say, oh, but it stops the cities from lording it over the small towns. It makes sure that everybody gets campaigned to. And frankly, I just think that's a bunch of hogwash. I think what you see tonight is that Ohio and Florida are getting all the attention because they happen to have the electoral votes to swing this. And so we actually end up focusing on smaller amounts of the country rather than larger amounts of the country.
But let's say theoretically that this continues to track and Obama squeaks out victories in either or both of Florida and Ohio, yet Mitt Romney wins the popular vote. You will have within a 15-year period, both parties take one of these losses on the chin. If there was ever going to be momentum, it would only be after, you know, both parties had bled on it. So, I mean, who knows? Who knows what would happen? But I mean, to have that same situation happen twice in 15 years would be really remarkable.
Now, Patrick Delahanty saying that former Maine Governor Angus King, independent, has won the seat of retiring Senator Republican Olympia Snow. That is an interesting take. I assume that's what the I means, Patrick, is that he's an independent. We're not really keeping a track of all the Senate races, et cetera, because we figure you know who your senator and representative are, don't you? And that's fairly easy for you to keep track of. It's keeping track of all of this other stuff that applies to the majority of the people in the audience.
And we are seeing now Elizabeth Warren wins or is being announced the winner in Massachusetts. She replaces Scott Brown, who, of course, famously swept into the Senate and tilted. The Senate and created or stopped the filibuster proof majority for the Democrats, which made the health care bill passage so much more difficult. He is now gone. He can take his truck and go home and talk about his hot daughter somewhere else.
Oh.
Right now, what CNN was saying is that 43 seats are in Democratic hands, 41 in Republican hands. Those 41 in Republican hands were the ones that were already in their hands. There are only a third of the Senate seats are actually up for grabs in every election because they have 6-year terms and they're staggered. So it looks like the Democrats have picked up a couple seats, but there are not enough projections yet to declare that one party or the other has control of the Senate. But that is worth keeping track of sort of generally. You know, if you could pass the word in the chat room, folks, is this breaking news sponsored by Slingbox?
Yes.
Jammerby? Well, we should thank our sponsor, Slingbox, without which I couldn't keep track of CNN on my phone right now. I've actually had this playing the whole time because I have my Slingbox at home plugged into my DirecTV. All I had to do was plug it into the internet, plug it into my television, run the DirecTV signal through the Slingbox. I was driving in today with this playing in my car, so I could listen on my way in and hear any of the projections that happened. And you can do that too. You can watch your TV anywhere you go. Just go to slingbox.com/twit for more information. No subscription fees. You buy the box. Maybe you buy a couple apps for your platform, and then you can watch your television, all the channels you get, anywhere you are with an internet connection anywhere in the world. You want to live without those region locks? You want to be able to get all of your channels? You want TV everywhere you go? This is the way to do it. Slingbox.com/twit. We thank them for their support of Breaking News.
Well, 9 minutes away from Iowa, Montana, Nevada, and Utah, all starting to close their polls.
6:51 p.m. Pacific, 9:51 p.m. Eastern time. And at that point, most of the polls will be closed, except for out here on the West Coast.
California, Hawaii, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, and then, of course, Alaska, which is an additional hour. Alaska doesn't close until midnight East Coast time.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. We certainly have hit a slogging point.
D-Stew wants to know. D-Stew wants to know if votes from citizens outside the country get grouped together, or do they go to the home states? There are a lot of voting Americans in Canada. They go to the home states, wherever you are registered, whatever county you register in. You have to register in a county. That's where your ballot goes to. So you will hear a lot of talk in places like Florida, in places like Ohio, about counting those absentee ballots because they usually have to be hand counted. In fact, I believe was a county in Florida where there was a misprint on one of the absentee ballots that made it machine unreadable. So they had to have Democrats and Republican observers watch as the ballots were recast and then run through the machine with the proper ballots so that they could be machine readable. And generally, the absentee ballots don't make a difference. They count them, but they can go ahead and declare a winner without them as long as the margin of victory is greater than the number of absentee ballots. But in situations like what happened in 2000, they can play a crucial part, and sometimes they take a long time to count and get accurate numbers.
Oh, man. This is crazy. These Florida counties are just not, you know, still a few more to finalize. You know, we've yet to see some of Santa Rosa County out in the Redneck Riviera
It's 49.76 to 49.38 right now for Florida, right?
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of major counties, including, what is this? I believe Pinellas, no, Sarasota County, yet to fully finalize. Collier County, which is a huge county, is 95.2. Palm Beach, which is huge for Barack Obama, along with Broward County and Miami. Miami-Dade, still counting ballots. So, you know, this is these the ones in Virginia. I mean, basically, I don't think Florida is going to be called anytime soon because it's so close. Unless Ohio was called, in that case, people would kind of stop caring about it. But you know, between that and Virginia, you know, those are going to be the big states to watch now. Along with North Carolina, if and when, you know, we're looking at Virginia, North Carolina, both with 70% reporting and slight leads for Mitt Romney. We have a razor-thin lead for Barack Obama in Florida with 84.8% reporting. You know, really just a barn burner.
It is interesting to see some of the Electoral College defenders in the chat room confusing the Canadians. Who are like, but seriously, why? Why would you do it that way?
Why wouldn't you make hockey your national sport? Which, by the way, we are also your one-stop coverage for NHL lockout news. Both the players and the owners are currently meeting. And so we will have... Yeah, you take your bets now on whether we're going to have an American president or an NHL season first.
They are in the Ice Hockeyical College as we speak.
Rebootable in chat says, well, how did all of us vote? Have we all talked about our personal experiences voting yet?
I voted.
We sort of did earlier.
At my kitchen table. It's my favorite way to vote.
Okay.
In California, you can have your ballot mailed to you, which I do, automatically mailed to me. I sat down on a Saturday. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to vote. What the heck? I think it was between, it was after the vice presidential debate, but I think it was before the last two presidential debates. And I sat down with my laptop so I could do a little research on the propositions. Mm-hmm. I knew all the people I wanted to vote for, but those California propositions can be kind of thorny sometimes. And that's why I like to do it at my kitchen table. So I can do that research, marked all my selections, mailed it off the next day.
Yeah, so it's funny because when I got to work this morning, I had my special I voted sticker. I knew Tom, of course, was going to vote, but I said, where's your sticker? And he said, I didn't get one because I did mail it.
Because I voted by mail.
I said, I did too, but I have a secret.
What's your secret, Lane?
I also decide to vote at my place of choice, which happens to be my couch. Nice little glass of wine at my leisure with a nice good pen. And I look
you
up
have a special voting pen.
I have a voting pen. It's just it's
is
fine.
It red, white, and blue?
Sometimes by the time I get it out again, it doesn't actually have any ink left. So, you know, you get another pen. But what I do is the day of, I go to the nearest polling place in San Francisco. You can drop off your mail-in ballot at any polling place in the city. So it doesn't even have to be nearest you, but mine happens to be nearest me. Two blocks away, put it in the little slot, and I say, give me my sticker. And they do.
Please.
And
you say please.
Well, I said please. Everybody was in a pretty good mood this morning. You know, this was also very early. It was not crowded there. There were some people. So it was very civilized. But I got the sticker. Justin, we already know what you did.
I voted on a piece of paper, and then I mailed it back to Broward County, Florida, from Orange County. And I did it on the internet, which is probably not the smartest idea ever in the history of the planet and probably illegal.
Now, did you get all of the stories about the legalities of showing your ballot marked? In some states, it's actually against the law to show your marked ballot.
For example, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is one of them. Because it is an anti-voter fraud measure discouraging you from selling your vote and then taking a picture of it to show, to prove that you voted the way you were paid to.
Yeah, I didn't really do any research, nor have I done any since. So if my vote is discounted, then that'll probably be why.
Sleestak says it's illegal in all but seven states. That's not true. What Sleestak may be thinking of is that it is illegal in most states to take pictures or video in the polling place. And what that is meant to do is prevent anyone from filming someone else voting. It's basically like, look, once you're in here, secret ballot, private, no video or photos of any kind. So even if you're taking a picture of your own ballot, which you may say, like, I haven't even marked it, it's my own ballot, it's a no-tolerance situation. No photographs in a lot of states. That may be what he's thinking of. The actual, like, you can't take a picture of your marked ballot no matter where you are is only in a handful of states. I took a picture of my ballot in California. People freaked out. It was unmarked. It was an absentee ballot. That's like taking a picture of a sample ballot. That's never illegal to take a picture of an unmarked ballot away from a polling place.
Well, yeah. I mean, the ballot's the... Yeah. There's no secret who's actually on it.
Yeah. That's a matter of public record.
Right. No, there were a couple people I follow on Twitter who had taken photos of their ballots, you know, loud and proud, kind of like rallying the troops type of a thing. And then quickly the tweets went away and then they updated the tweet saying, I deleted my tweet and please don't do what I just did. It could be illegal.
Yeah. So. And not every state has that law. So if you're saying, oh, I saw a picture of, that doesn't mean that person is breaking the law. Those different states are different.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we are about to 7 o'clock. We're 12 seconds, 11 seconds, 10 seconds. Thank you, Jammer B. He's like, hey, we're almost
hey
at
guys.
The time for our projection. We're going to get a projection. Because a bunch of polls are going to close here in a bunch of states that Sarah was telling you about just a little while ago. Almost all but the West Coast states basically will be closed now. And CNN projecting, what a surprise, Utah has gone to Gary Johnson. No, I'm just kidding. It's gone to Mitt Romney, as you might expect. So that's six electoral votes from Utah, as expected, going to Governor Romney's camp. Let's see if they throw any more projections. You guys seeing any from any other sources?
Not as of this moment.
So that brings, according to CNN's count, 158 electoral votes for Governor Romney, 143 electoral votes for President Obama. That is without Virginia, without New Hampshire, which is actually the vote count is very significantly in President Obama's favor, but they haven't called it yet. North Carolina, Florida, Wisconsin, Missouri, Minnesota.
We are starting to get some New Hampshire calls in now, by the way. Fox called
Fox
New Hampshire.
Fox finally called New Hampshire. Okay, so that's not as weird. They're just being very careful. And New Hampshire expected to go to Obama, but it was one of the swing states. In fact, if you go to New York Times Paths to the White House now, you don't get to check New Hampshire anymore. They've changed it. Go ahead and pull my screen up here, Jammer B. I didn't know they were going to do this. I'll scroll.
Oh, it's done?
It's done. You can't undo that one.
You can't say, mystery world.
No, Obama
what
won.
What could it have been?
You're done. It's only 23% of the precincts reporting, but apparently they're very sure.
Yeah, they're very sure. But NPR called it at 9:51 Eastern.
And they haven't called Wisconsin yet at New York Times. So, but with Wisconsin called by several news organizations and New Hampshire called, President Obama now has 118 ways to win. Governor Romney only has 9 ways to win. Granted, Wisconsin has not been called by everyone, but this is starting to become a much narrower race. Now, if we give everything but Florida and Ohio to Governor Romney, it becomes a tight race. Let's say that President Obama wins Colorado, which a lot of things. It's still a tight race.
Yeah.
Let's say he
Not
wins Iowa. Still a tight race. Let's say he wins Nevada, which people, well, then we get a victory. So let's undo that.
But do Nevada and then do Florida and Ohio for, let's say, Florida and Ohio go to Romney and Colorado and Iowa.
So it's Governor Romney could win Ohio and Florida.
Yeah. So even if
Obama runs the rest of the board there. Yeah. But again, New York Times not yet calling Wisconsin, but Wisconsin, and they say 0% reporting. Let's check that. AP has got 3.7% reporting. Granted, it is in favor of Governor Romney right now, but I'm not wrong. There are several outlets reporting Wisconsin already went to President Obama. Was that?
Yeah.
So that's one that makes me nervous, that
that they may have projected it too early?
I don't know. I mean, I think that in those cases, normally, you know, again, it's just that certain counties that are historically voting one way are not yet counted. And you would have to see overperformance in other winnable counties for somebody like Mitt Romney in this particular case for him to have a shot. And you just didn't see that.
According to our own chat realm, Autobot, what were you calling it? After Max?
Max Election Bot.
Max Election Bot. Wisconsin with 1.8% reporting, 53% for President Obama, 46% for Governor Romney.
Thanks, by the way, to everyone who's tweeting that our election coverage is really top-notch.
Thank you.
I think, yeah, at some points I'm like, gosh, okay, what do we say now?
I know. What if we were really trying? I mean,
but I have to say that I think there's probably something to not feel, you know, you can't have a network of people saying, well, we're just going to be silent for like 5 seconds while we all sort of check things mm-hmm. and decide what to say next. It doesn't work that way. So you get a little bit of information overload. So thanks to everybody who's hanging out with us
and
tonight.
And I apologize to Reed Fischler. I had to leave that hangout to go check the Dan Patterson one. And then I started a new hangout, but he doesn't seem to be able to get back into ours. So. Oh, thanks, you guys. We were fishing for compliments, so we appreciate that.
Yes, that's more tweets.
Please.
Mean more mentions. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
But not really.
No. That's why we do what we do.
And now I will take you on a tour of my bumper sticker collection and explain where I got every single one of them at length.
Oh, hey, Chad. Oh. Look at Chad. That's so sweet.
Oh, you
got a ham sandy.
Thank you, Chad.
That's so nice.
Apologies.
Oh, my. Ooh. Wow.
It's a day of donuts.
Popham's glazed donut holes. Hello. Who wants hummus now?
I feel like a cop.
For the record, Chad just hanging out.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you, Chad. You don't even have to be here right now.
He really doesn't.
We appreciate it.
But I'm going to go ahead and have a little bit of pita, if that's okay with everybody. It is 7:05 p.m., after all, on the West Coast anyway.
You know, I am a big fan of weird results in elections.
What do you mean by weird results?
I really enjoyed 2000 because of the strangeness of it, because of the hanging chads and the Supreme Court mm-hmm. getting involved.
Way that 4 days later we were all like, we don't have a president.
I was into that. I really was.
It was kind of bizarre.
I was into it when Ross Perot actually made enough of a run that it looked like he was going to get some electoral votes. I just love things to go unexpected. This my only big disappointment in this election is as close as it is, it doesn't look like we're going to have anything terribly unusual happen. I could be wrong. We could have a whole 2000 event happen again. It's quite possible. There's an outside chance we could have an electoral tie, which would be very interesting. But my gut feeling, and please, start capturing this right now so that you can play it later and show just how stupid I am. My gut feeling is that this is going to be like most elections. You know, it's probably going to last most of the evening, but in the end, there will be a winner and there won't be any, like, I don't know, maybe we'll get a faithless elector come December who will, like, cast his vote for Paul Ryan or something. I mean, that's happened before.
Well, no, I mean, I think that what we've seen is that it's come down to the blockbuster states. They are extraordinarily close. We're going to see, you know, who comes out on top. I mean, right now, short of pulling down Mitt Romney signs and singing the traditional Ewok celebration tune of Yub Nub, Barack Obama supporters are extraordinarily jubilant at their candidate's return, and they really should. He's very much held to form in a lot of the key counties that we focused on. And if for some reason it is a loss for him, it will be an extraordinarily narrow one. Certainly, Mitt Romney has had a good showing, but in terms of snaking some of the territory that Obama had counted on, that certainly did not come to pass in this election. And if he loses, that will probably be a large reason why.
Now, people in the chat room are making fun of me because I just said we will have a winner tonight. Were you not around in 2000? I know it sounds obvious. Not always.
Yeah, no. It's true.
Also, I think a fan suck-up award goes to David and Timothy for tweeting best election coverage in U.S. history. And screw CNN and Fox. I'm getting my election coverage from Twit.
Thank you. We're glad to have you.
We project David and Timothy as awesome. What do you think our next actual piece of news will end up being? Because we're going to have what? We got an hour before the West Coast polls close. And then it's all but Alaska and Hawaii at that point that we're waiting on for.
Well, you know, we're waiting on Florida, Virginia, North Carolina.
Well, no, I mean for polls to close. Yeah, obviously we're still waiting on these others. Although, if you look at the AP map on Google, they're showing Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida in pink now. They weren't really showing them. So that means they have enough votes counted that they're going to shade them. Doesn't mean that that's a projection, but we are at least we're getting percentages of votes counted there. 61.8% Virginia. All right. Exactly. We're number one. There's only one U.S., but there's three North Americas. How does that work?
Up to about 84% reporting in Florida.
Now, our own MaxBot is saying 49.31% Mitt Romney, 49.84% Barack Obama in Florida.
I mean, the numbers keep climbing, and nobody keeps pulling ahead.
Yeah.
Justin Robert Young, you're in Florida. Can you do anything about that?
Can you make them hurry?
No. I mean, right now, the counties that have not counted are the ones that, you know how the nation really doesn't like to talk about Florida because it's kind of weird and it just keeps doing weird things? That's how the rest of Florida talks about the panhandle, and they are the ones that have yet to show up to the party.
But no. The rest of the nation loves talking about Florida because of the weirdness. Those are the best cops episodes. Those are the best FARC stories. Florida keeps us laughing.
We do.
You're saying the panhandle is more Florida than Florida?
That should be a white zombie song.
I was thinking more Blade Runner, more human than human.
Okay, are we seeing CNN project Ohio for... Someone just said that CNN projected Ohio for Obama.
I'm looking at CNN right now, and I do not see them doing anything but going over Adams County, Colorado. I also don't see anything on their website, so no. You are spreading disinformation, and you should be ashamed of yourself, whoever said that.
Miami Herald reporting that if final results in Florida are a half a point away, a recount is automatically triggered. And depending on what happens in Ohio, that definitely puts this bad boy into next week.
Speaking of Ohio, with 18 electoral votes on the line, 26% reporting, 52 Obama, 46.5 Romney. Too early to tell. And, you know, depending on the county, again, you've got the cities, which are more heavily populated.
Well, where was that? Where were you getting that, Sarah?
Oh, I'm reading off of NPR's real-time stats.
What was the reported number?
For Ohio, 52 Obama, 46.5 Romney, with 26% reporting.
Our election bot coverage has 50.94 reported, and it's 48.34 to 50.06 favoring President Obama. Again, that might not be fully reported, but that is what the state of Ohio is saying.
Okay.
And that's just about 50% of the precincts there. Now, here's an interesting thing someone pointed out, and I can't remember who. I apologize in the chat room. Leave Florida out of it, right? Because essentially what we're seeing with Florida is, and this was on the exit polls earlier this evening, it's too close to call and will remain too close to call for the rest of tonight and possibly longer. So we leave that off our path to the White House. Then we give Wisconsin to President Obama. We give Nevada, which is likely to go to President Obama, even though it is too close to call. We give everything else to Governor Romney. That leaves us in recount land. This is the situation which it will actually send us to a we won't know tonight sort of situation, in my guess. If Florida goes the way we expect it to go, which is no one knows, there's a recount. Any one of these changes, let's say we change Wisconsin to Governor Romney, that doesn't change the result in any way. If we change Nevada and Wisconsin both, that doesn't change the result in any way. If Iowa changes, that doesn't change the result. If Colorado changes, that doesn't. Virginia changes, that doesn't. Is this broken? Ohio is the only one that changes this result. That gives the victory to Obama. So this is kind of the template to keep an eye out for. If the president wins Ohio, or is projected to win Ohio, this evening we'll be done and we'll project a winner. If the president wins two of these other states, it looks like, and it doesn't look like he's going to win North Carolina and Virginia. So he would have to win all three, Colorado, Iowa, and Nevada. Then we get a result tonight. But those are kind of the only situations in which we get to
if
have
Florida,
a winner.
Well, but yeah, Romney has to win Ohio. If Obama wins Ohio, it's
well, that's what I said. If Obama wins Ohio, or if Obama wins Colorado, Iowa, and Nevada, or both, we get a result tonight. Otherwise, yeah. We're waiting on Florida.
Now, meanwhile, and again, you know, it matters none in reality. However, it will certainly be a talking point going forward should Romney lose. He is currently still leading in the popular vote, which will be a point of contention going forward.
His lead is, I mean, it's pretty even at about a million up.
Yeah. Which is shockingly close. It's amazingly close.
Yeah.
I doubt that we're going to have a split decision, but you never know. And in other words, split decision of Electoral College versus popular vote. I actually would kind of like that to happen so that we could just finally get rid of the freaking college.
To be fair, listen, this is a long road to hoe for Mitt Romney to win the presidency. You have four extraordinarily close races, three in which he is narrowly leading, one in which he has to come through. The statistical likelihood of all of those falling in his favor is not great, you know. It's pretty, you know, it is not, if you are a Romney supporter, it is not, you know, the picture you hoped you would be looking at. You would have hoped that, you would have had a stronger showing, in Virginia. And then maybe you would have at least been able to have it play a little closer in states like Pennsylvania.
I'm going to go ahead and project.
Have we talked about Montana being called for Romney?
No, we didn't. Good catch. It has been. Not a surprise, but
no.
But it's there.
It's all
now.
Happening,
it's
people.
Another one in the camp.
We are moving forward.
I'm going to go ahead and project California for President Obama.
Well, that's bold. It's very early.
I'm not supposed to do that because the polls aren't closed yet. Now I've biased all the results.
Well, you know, the funny thing about California is, you know, I mentioned earlier in our broadcast that California is, by all accounts, a blue state. No one thinks too much about it. Neither candidate campaigns here really at all. 55 electoral votes. And that factors in a lot to what gets projected. I mean, California is, that is the big state, really, at the end of all of this. So I'm not saying we're expecting a shakeup in California, but that's why it's so important that,
well,
that everyone is participating. Because if you don't, because you don't think it matters, then all of a sudden you end up changing the course of what everyone thinks is going to happen. It does matter.
And this actually happens in most elections. You sit there this far into the evening and you're like, wow, it's a tight race, or it's really close, or my guy's ahead. And right now, with the CNN projections again, Governor Romney has 158 electoral votes and President Obama has 147. So if you didn't take any of the what we've been talking about all evening into account, if you just looked at that number, you'd be like, woohoo, it's like a basketball game. My guy's leading, if you're a Governor Romney supporter, right? But that's not the way it works. You know that those 55 votes are lurking out there, just mm-hmm. waiting to be projected. And frankly, as soon as those polls close, which is 40 minutes away, you're going to add 55 to the Obama side, pretty much guaranteed. All of a sudden, now it's 217. No, I can't do math. 197 plus 5, 202. So you got 202 to 158 with nothing else being called. And even if you call a few of these smaller states, that 158 can get close to 202. All of a sudden, now if you're an Obama guy, your guy's in the lead. And that's what we're trying to do when we go over the like swing states and the key states is like, we pretty much know the margins are such that these other states are going to count one way or another. So let's focus on Nevada, Iowa, Wisconsin, Ohio, Virginia, and Florida. And you know, New Hampshire has already been called. Wisconsin has been called by some people. So then it comes down to the number of electoral votes in these different states. And when you start doing the math, which is why I love this pass to the White House thing by the New York Times, it really does come down to Florida and Ohio. And not because Florida and Ohio are the greatest states or better states or anything like that. It's just the way the math of this crazy system works out. Go ahead, Justin.
You know, the funny thing is when you look at California, imagine if it were broken up more like the East Coast and you had a Southern California state, a Middle California state, and then a Northern California state, you would see a radically different look at national politics.
Make it East and West. Make it East California and West California. And sure. Suddenly you've got a blue state next to a red state.
Yeah. You know, if you separate you know, the great rural areas of, you know, the expanses of California, specifically if you did not have San Francisco and LA voting in the same state, you would see a radically different look at American politics.
That's why I believe we should have an electoral college for each elector in the college, with small numbers of electors broken up within the district of the elector. And those electors are selected with a winner-take-all system in each county. It picks an elector that then goes. Because that way, every county gets to be campaigned to. Because that's the theory behind the Electoral College. We lost Justin, but let's take a look at the Senate. A lot of people have been asking about the Senate. The Senate is in question. Likely that the Democrats will maintain control. But right now, 44, according to the AP on Google, 44 of the seats were either already in Republican hands, I'm sorry, already in Democratic hands, or have been projected winners. And 42 of the seats are now in Republican hands. Texas, Wyoming, Utah, Tennessee, and Mississippi all have gotten Democratic senators. Republican senators. Minnesota, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Maryland, West Virginia, Florida, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Delaware all have elected Republican senators. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Democratic senators. Boy, the blue-red thing is really hard for me. It's like a disease.
But anyway, right now it's 44-42. So we still have a few states, Oregon, Idaho, South Dakota, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, that could swing this one way or another. And it will be interesting to see how those states go.
What could you associate red with that would make it so much more obvious in your head?
Democrats. Because NBC, basically, in 1976, I watched the elections for the first time on TV, and the Democrat states were red and the Republicans were blue, and it just kind of fused it in my young mind.
Yeah, well. But let's think of something that you could go, I'll never have to think of the movie Red State again, for example. There's something easier than that.
I thought red Republican would do it for me, but it hasn't.
Yeah, just what starts with R?
R-E-R-E, right?
Yeah. I was thinking blood, but then that's a B word, so just that's only going to confuse
blue
you
blue blood Democrats?
Well, see, that's, yeah. Red and blue blood, not helpful.
Yeah. No, blue-blooded Republicans and commie red Democrats. It just makes sense.
Why are you going to confuse half the people in our chat room, and they're going to say, Tom, that's not actually how it works.
I don't know. Anyway, we were talking about the Senate, Justin, how it's right now it's 44-42 for the Democrats. So we are with 14 Senate seats. And I said the wrong states, too, by the way. I said all the states that don't have elections. We do have an election in California here. That's safely a Democratic seat. That's Dianne Feinstein. In fact, I saw a commercial for Dianne Feinstein on TV, and I was shocked. I was like, wow, does she actually feel like she has to advertise? Because frankly, I got the impression that she was just going to have an avalanche of a victory, and we'll see. But
I think that there's even in the projected avalanche races, because I noticed the same thing, but that all happened kind of in the last weekend. When I was at the gym, every 5 seconds, there was a Dianne Feinstein ad. Yeah. Just kind of like, you know what? I know a bunch of you.
Just in case.
I know a bunch of you are about to vote. I'm just going to remind you that I'm one of the choices. You know me.
Right.
I've been around a long time. I think there's a lot that happens. I mean, you don't want to spend no money on television commercials. Do it when it counts so we don't forget.
But Nevada also, Montana, Washington, Arizona, all with Senate seats up for contest. The ones that haven't been called, New Mexico, North Dakota, Missouri, and Indiana, leaning towards the Democrats, and Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Virginia leaning towards the Republicans. That's the Senate. By the way, the House has already been projected to stay in Republican hands, so we're not going to talk about the House much. There's also 435 seats to talk about, but there's a great map if you want to see how the races are going in your area. I would like to see what's my old Illinois district here. I think I'm in. Wow, it's hard to tell in this map. I think I'm District 12, my old county that I grew up in, and it looks like William Enyart is beating Jason Plummer there. That can't be right, but maybe it is. Oh no, Bond County is no longer in the East St. Louis district. It's in Illinois District 15, and John Shimkus. That sounds right, John Shimkus. Has won in that race, but no one else cares but me and the people in that district.
Now, I wonder if, because things have gotten so tight, nobody wants to make calls on any of these states because they have such a profound effect on the election, specifically to call them for or leaning toward Obama. Because if you effectively call any of these states really leaning, any of these major leaning toward Obama, the election's over. You've also called the president, which is something that nobody wants to make that call and be wrong.
Well, Dan Patterson was telling us earlier that there is a bit of a in their back channel, a consensus between the networks to have a consensus before that happens.
I think that's
smart.
And
you can imagine that because of ratings and all of these people who are working for these networks, not only it's good to have a consensus, but it's like, let's draw it out a little bit. There has to be a consensus. Us two networks here do not want to call anything. So,
why aren't we in on this consensus? Why aren't we being consulted?
Right. Nobody's asking me.
I have a lot
I'm
of
calling
questions.
It.
So, District 12 still going for Katniss Everdeen. And District 9 taken by the prawns. By the way, I stole both of those jokes from people in the chat room.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, see, when I was growing up, it's a boring story, so you can go to the bathroom or something. When I was growing up, my home county was in the same district as East St. Louis, Edwardsville, all the Metro East suburban counties over here. So we always were basically, we were represented by whoever would win over in this area right here. But now, redistricting is a crazy thing. So we've been redistricted. My county is right in here into this other district. And so now we're represented by people like up in Effingham and stuff. Really? I mean, seriously, right? Am I right?
Effingham?
Yes, this is a place.
That's a great name.
The Effingham Hearts.
Ugh, where are you from? Effingham.
Effingham. Ugh. Really? Greenville and Champaign-Urbana are in the same congressional district? That's just nuts. That's nuts, I tell
you. Cats and dogs.
Redistricting has gone off the rails in this country. Yeah, the Effingham Hearts, when I was, I think, a freshman, had a player named Uwe Blob.
Should be confused with Uwe Boll.
No, don't confuse those two because they're not at all alike. 159 electoral votes for Governor Romney, 148 electoral votes for Barack Obama, as projected by the Associated Press. Ladies and gentlemen, you are watching TWiT live coverage of the numbers as they come in on this election, brought to you by Slingbox. Thanks to Slingbox for always bringing us breaking news here on the TWiT network. Watch your home television anywhere you go. You could be driving around on your phone or your iPad, listening and watching the election returns. Doesn't matter where you are, anywhere you got an internet connection, just plug in a Slingbox. Learn more at slingbox.com/twit. We thank them for their support of breaking news right here at TWiT. So, Justin, who's going to win?
I have to say it would be very, very it would be a big event if Romney was able to pull out all four of these. They're all very, very tight. He would have to now pull ahead from a razor thin margin in Florida. And again, he has favorable counties to do that in. But, you know, it still is pulling ahead. And then he has a significant a couple points to make up in Ohio. Even if he holds on to Virginia and North Carolina, he's got to win, to quote Inglourious Basterds, you need all four to win the war. And that would be statistically, I think, unlikely for that to happen. Now, it would not be crazy if Florida is so absolutely tight that it winds up being something that we look at later. But, at this point, it looks like we are going to have four more years of President Obama.
That's what Justin Robert Young thinks, but have been made.
Yes.
It's really fun to watch our doc. If we could go ahead and throw it back up there, JMB, just for a second. As you were talking, we put it up for illustrative purposes because you're talking about all these states. But just amazing to watch these guys at work. Like I said, there's 49 people in here, all looking at their states. And if I scroll down, you can see that we're keeping track of particular counties that are battleground county. And huge amount of appreciation. I even got the Minnesota Marriage Amendment in there, which would define marriage as one man and one woman right now. With 9.95% of the precincts reporting, 41.77% yes, 58.23% no, should Minnesota define marriage as a man and a woman. But yeah, this is great. And one thing I noticed as I was watching these folks work, Virginia seems to have narrowed. We're at 82.88% of precincts reporting, 49.84% for Governor Romney, 48.54% for President Obama. And that was a much wider margin 20, 30 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. No, again, you're getting the very heavily Democratic counties that are being counted last there. That has always been the case. That's why, it's hard to look at that. And then even if you want all four, you need Colorado or you need Nevada, you need, one of those, states out west to put you over the top. It just seems like a tall order unless there is something crazy that happens late. Well, no, I mean, people are saying Romney should concede. I don't think Romney should concede. You know, this is, I mean, no. This is just me saying it would be very odd if everything came through in his favor, which is basically what needs to happen is, you know, again, there was not a, he did not take advantage of stuff that Romney was counting on. And this thing really only got tight, you know, toward the end, you know, especially after that first debate.
By the way, Linda Mills and Nubix on Twitter both agree with me on the color switch. Nubix says in the UK, they have red for the left and blue for the right. And that's actually, I've read, that's why NBC did the colors that way originally.
Well, that is confusing. You know, someone in our chat room said the exact opposite earlier, but
maybe it's BBC versus ITV coverage or something. Yeah. Who knows?
Hard to know. Or they were just trying to, that's funny. Snywalker on Twitter was listening to us joking about the county Effingham and said, I have a neighboring county called Effingham. We call it Methingham.
It smells like farts.
Something like that.
See? Take that, CNN.
Yeah.
You guys making fart jokes now?
You can't make that happen the way we have it. We're organic. We are quick thinking. We are real time.
Sure. You got your hologram Will.i.am's. You got your Wolf Blitzer.
You got your giant tablet running God knows what kind of software. You touch it and things happen on maps. Take it. We've got Methingham.
Tell you what, John King does have magic fingers, though. Let me tell you.
Yeah. No,
he can work that map.
He knows what he's doing. He has been briefed.
And they are in the Situation Room.
They're looking at Virginia.
There really isn't anything to do but wait for an actual precinct report to affect something and cause a projection to happen at this point. So I suggest... actually, wait a minute. Somebody said we should look at a proposition in Colorado. What was it? Proposition 64 in Colorado.
All right.
I'm going to look at that. Whoever you were, you promised it would be news. It's the medical marijuana. Yeah. All right. And how is it doing?
This is to allow medical marijuana licenses in the state of Colorado?
I believe so.
How is it doing?
Unofficial results. Still loading. Oh, but that's statewide. Here it is. 795,125 yes, 712,621 no. So that's... that's 31 of 64 counties partially reported. That's still too early to tell. It's pretty close. Not sure if it's news yet. I'm really tempted to make some kind of what are you high joke there, but I don't think that's
okay. Get down from there. Are you high?
Yeah, Brian, you know, as you might expect, some people very excited about the marijuana legalization efforts. And there are three states that are deciding whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Three other states are casting ballots on medical marijuana. So lots of marijuana bills out there.
Sure. Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke your bills. And your legal tobacco products.
Smoke those ballots. No!
We have a straw poll going for international viewers, but I'm getting a 503 on it, so I can't tell you what the...
Yeah, straw poll getting crashed. It just means a lot of people using the hard work of the dark wizard, Dan Dirks.
So, Now, I'm risking getting political with this next statement, but I want you to know that I don't mean it to be. It would be fun in 2016 to have no incumbents running. Just 2008 was a lot of fun, you could say. Well, if Governor Romney wins the election, then he's going to run for the election.
Yes, okay.
So
understood.
It would have to be President Obama winning for that to happen. That's why I'm saying I'm risking getting political.
I'm
saying is not who I want to win this election. I'm just saying I like when no incumbents running. I felt like the last election was much more exciting than this election because from the beginning, you had wide open primaries.
Mm-hmm.
I would say we should just go for single terms. Also, we never have an incumbent.
Yeah, but nobody can get anything done in 4 years.
So make them 8 years. I mean, when's the last time President Bush was the first? Was the last time we had a single termer? So far, might change tonight.
The last time, yeah, it was President Bush was a single termer, and Carter before him was a single termer.
Yep, mm-hmm. Right. President Carter before that. Sometimes, and I will admit this freely, sometimes my opinions on the way elections should be run are influenced more by my own entertainment than what's good for the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mean, I don't say lightly that should Barack Obama prevail tonight, this is... certainly a star-making performance for David Axelrod. And I think his first name is David Plouffe, but his brain trust, who, you know, really, this was not an easy thing to do, to reelect somebody with unemployment as high as it was, and specifically to navigate through what was very, very tricky with the Libya situation. You know, If things wind up shaking out the way that they look that they might be shaken out, that is a star-making performance for them in the same way that it was a star-making performance for Karl Rove to reelect somebody who had an active war going on with, you know, bloody soldiers on the front page of most newspapers.
Yeah. And, never mind. No, that's not, that didn't affect. Katrina came after the election.
Yeah.
Patrick Delahanty asked me in the chat realm what my favorite president was. And I'm not afraid to say James K. Polk is my favorite president of all time. Justin, do you care to throw out an answer there?
Oh, yeah, you got to go. I go old school. You got to go TJ, old Jefferson. That dude was awesome.
Yeah, he's definitely in my top five. Teddy Roosevelt as well. You know, there was recently a Reddit thread about which presidents would win in a fight. And then there was an excellent blog post really breaking down like a Hunger Games style battle of all 44 presidents and who would survive, who would be eliminated early, and who it would come down to in the end.
What did you, because there was controversy on whether or not they overrated Andrew Jackson, that he might have just been a really mean guy, but maybe not... a violent warrior on par with Teddy Roosevelt.
Sure, you could say that. I do think, however, that being a really mean guy can take you far. Could take you into the top five.
Sure. Hard to go with anybody but Teddy Roosevelt, though. He was like an actual badass.
Lincoln was a vampire slayer. Don't forget that.
There is that. And he had the reach.
James K. Polk, Napoleon of the Stump, served one term and then said, that's it, I'm out.
Now, our 2012 election coverage doc has electoral votes for Obama and Romney now tied at 163 each.
I see that. And popular vote, 51% for Governor Romney, 48% for the president.
Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Let's go to the network again, calls and compare that. What did you say it was again? Hold on.
163,
and then the network calls. Really, only ABC and NBC showing President Obama in front, 172 and 162.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else showing Governor Romney in front with 160, 160, 173, and 158.
But again, I mean, this is all about the big chips. And that's what we're looking at now with, you know, Romney has ground to make up in Ohio. He's clinging. You know, I'll tell you what, cheeks are squeezed so tight in Virginia, you could make coal, which was a very big issue in that state.
Would it be clean?
I'll tell you what, depending on how this turns out, nobody could really guess. And then North Carolina, which I don't quite know what we're waiting for in North Carolina.
Yeah, we got 95%. I guess it's just really close. 95%.
I see 93% reporting. You see 95%?
I do.
50.3% for Governor Romney, 48.7% for President Obama, and 1% for Gary Johnson.
I know that a lot of folks were
hoping that their preferred third party candidate would get 5% of the vote. That was sort of, if you're voting third party or supporting a third party candidate, you understand that they're not going to win this election. But I think a lot of folks were saying, get them to 5% because then you get federal funding. And that's the way it works here. There is provisional federal funding for candidates. They have to eschew taking money from elsewhere. And there's a whole thing about super PACs and everything. But if you get them into the federal funding system, then you get a chance to actually possibly build a real third party. That was the hope for Ross Perot back in the 90s. It didn't work out that way. It does not look like any of the third party candidates are even close to 5%. I'm just kind of paging through. Gary Johnson's the only one that's polling over 1%, and it's pretty much 1%. Or close to 1% in every state.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what. This is a hard part of this coverage. I really feel a great appreciation for everybody's on live television doing this.
You know, I tell you, Justin, when you've talked about James K. Polk at a point in your election coverage, it's hard to know where to go from there.
Exactly.
Jimmy the Geek wants to know if we think there'll be any recount states. Yes. I think there will. Let me rephrase that. I am certain there will be recount counties. There are likely then to be states that are close enough that those counties will affect the state and possibly trigger a recount across the state.
Yeah, the margin in Florida is 0.5% for an automatic recount.
Why can't Florida make up its mind, Justin? You're there. You're in
Florida. There's a lot of us. A lot of Floridians. They got a lot of different things on their mind. I mean,
there's more Texans. There's more Californians.
Yeah, but you know, like this is a state that puts a homosexual man in a banana sling in the same voting electorate as Larry the Cable Guy. You know, it is a very diverse state. You know, it's a state that has both, you know, Fantasy Fest in Key West and, you know, some of the biggest rodeos and, you know, and it has Fantasy Fest and the Daytona 500. There's just a lot of different things going on.
So it's representative of the diversity of humanity.
I don't know if it's representative of all of the diversity of humanity, but it is certainly a diversity of humanity.
No big surprise that Todd Akin now being projected to lose in Missouri to Claire McCaskill. If you recall, Todd Akin is the senator candidate who made his remarks about rape and refused to withdraw from the race, even though he was pressured, and he is garnered 42% of the vote out of 37.9% of the precinct's reporting, and Claire McCaskill has garnered 51.3% of the vote. Jonathan Dine with 6.7% of the vote. So that's looking like, and several outlets are already reporting it as Claire McCaskill's seat. That makes a Democratic Senate seat. Right now, the AP calling it that there are 45 seats in Democratic hands, 42 seats in Republican hands. And that means that really, if President Obama is reelected along with Vice President Biden, the control of the Senate just needs five more seats for the Democrats. However, if Governor Romney were to win with Paul Ryan as the vice president, the Democrats would need six more seats to ensure control of the Senate, because the vice president provides the tie-breaking vote in the Senate if it's needed.
Arizona being projected for Mitt Romney, 56% to 42%.
Really?
And meanwhile, Colorado, 65% in, being categorized as too close to call.
It's shading blue on the AP map. 50.6% for the president, 47.4% for Governor Romney, 1.1% for Gary Johnson. That's what 35.9% reporting.
And meanwhile, you know, we are still looking at a 49.41 to 49.73% lead for Barack Obama in the state of Florida.
President, go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, it must be really interesting, particularly if you're watching from outside the U.S., to look at a map and watch the states either go red or blue. And in some cases, you know, shading to projected to be going one way or another way. To say, but if you count them up, I understand electoral votes and everything, but there are so many more reds than blue. And that's just, mm-hmm. I mean, there are very large states in the U.S. that don't have a lot of people on them. So, yes, I mean, states can go a certain way, but then a very small state that's highly populated ends up meaning more. So
it gets even better.
It's fascinating.
If you look at a county by county with each county shaded, you see almost entirely red, and you would think, oh, well, it's right. For sure a Republican country. But rural counties do tend to be Republican more often, and so they may have a lower population. Are you having cheesecake?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I am. It just fell on me.
We can report now definitively that cheesecake has gone to
Sarah.
I was
like, I should eat it now. I've touched it. No one else can have it. So, yes.
Barack Obama has won his basketball game earlier today. He traditionally plays a basketball game on Election Day. And
I like that you made that joke on Twitter. But it feels better when you say it out loud.
Did it work better?
It was kind of funny. That's a Tom Merritt joke.
We are now reporting, I don't know if Broward County has officially voted, but in my county, 32% for Mitt Romney and 67% for Barack Obama. Broward County does traditionally lean Democratic. Of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is our representative there in the House and the leader of the Democratic Party at large. It is 761 precincts of 778 total reporting.
Jonathan Colton reporting that so far it looks like this election is a victory for math. Well played, Colton.
It seems math may pull ahead here tonight.
You know, math is one of those things that we all can agree on. No one says we need to pass a law that teaches the controversy about addition. It's addition.
We all agree it's hard.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, John. Bringing some sense to tonight's debate and coverage. Would you like me to explain the bumper stickers?
Yes. I'd love for you to explain the bumper stickers.
I'd put myself to sleep if I'd...
Oh.
I do have an Ollie North for President bumper sticker button that I'm quite proud of. He never actually ran for president. It was a joke button that came out right after the Iran-Contra hearings.
We're really getting close in Florida. 92 precincts reporting at this point.
Still too close. That's the crazy
thing,
right?
It's totally too close. We're getting close to the point where, yeah, it is really close.
I got kicked out.
66% in Ohio.
I got kicked out of our document.
I did too, but then it worked.
If you reload, okay, I'll just reload.
I was about to say, hey, wait a second.
49.33 to 49.81% in Florida. 49.81 for the president.
Wow. Crazy.
That is just too much of a margin of victory. Earlier, it was something ridiculous, like 636 votes separated them, I saw on CNN. So just...
There were reports that in Miami-Dade County, which does... traditionally shade more Democratic than the majority of counties, but is a very interesting swing county because you have the Catholic Cuban population that polls. People were still in line to vote, despite the fact that polling closed at a certain point. They still allow anybody in line to vote, and there was still people in there up to a half hour ago.
You know, one of the things that we're waiting on, and one of the reasons we're being so chill and dancing around right now, is the closure of the West Coast polls. That's going to happen in 5 minutes, so we'll get a little bit of news there. Likely California gets projected right away. That's my guess for sure. The other thing is we're waiting on swing states. Now, earlier we were talking about the fact that Wisconsin is projected to go to the president, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox News. All four major broadcast networks projecting that. CNN, the Associated Press, and the New York Times... not yet projecting Wisconsin. I assume they would follow in line shortly thereafter, but these Wisconsin projections happened close to an hour ago, and we're still not seeing AP, The Times, or CNN willing to commit to calling Wisconsin. And I feel like that's an interesting development. It's actually an interesting lack of a development, I suppose. Because if you remember, we set up our little scenario...
And yet-
with Wisconsin going to President Obama.
And yet fascinating, you know, as close as all of this is, you know, we still see a very tight lead for the popular vote for Mitt Romney.
Right. And that may be the thing that is swaying the networks that haven't called it. They may be waiting for that popular vote to show what the exit polls are showing the major broadcast networks, which is once all the counties that are leaning towards Obama are counted, that they think that he'll have a definitive victory. And the cable networks may, and news organizations may be saying, well, we don't want to call it because it looks bad to show the popular vote ahead. It's only a third of the vote counted in Wisconsin.
I have to read this tweet because it made me laugh. Al Gore, official account on Twitter, at Al Gore, latest tweet 16 minutes ago says, I am confident in saying that President Obama is going to carry the state of Florida tonight.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Man, he loses.
Real tweet.
Jinx of the century.
I mean, I don't think he's kidding. I don't think he's, I don't think that was a hee-hee thing, but that's real. As you can imagine, there are a lot of retweets happening.
Maybe it's the altitude.
I feel confident in saying that President Obama will carry the Supreme Court tonight.
Let me say, I'm not saying he's not being serious because I don't think Obama can win Florida. I'm just saying, based on what we've talked about 2000, it's hard to not sort of smile about that whole thing.
Yeah.
Or wince, or grimace, whatever.
One of my favorite McDonald's characters. Wince. Also, another oddity of following the election this year, Jessica Yellen doesn't yell.
No.
No. She's actually got a fairly even tone of voice on CNN.
Well, she probably can yell.
Oh, I'm sure. Why not? But she's too much of a professional to allow that to happen on air.
Well, we're 3 minutes away from California, Hawaii, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington closing polls. Hawaii, which, you know, earlier tonight I thought, oh, well, we got to wait really long time for Hawaii. But no, they close at the same time as the other West Coast states.
And, you know, at which point you're going to see the electoral math tilt toward word, Barack Obama, and which is why, you know, we keep talking about Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, Ohio, and then either Colorado or Oregon would need to fall into the Mitt Romney camp. But meanwhile, you know, it is the incredible shrinking lead in Virginia as those final votes continue to pour in. You know, he is leading as things look close to finalization in North Carolina, but trails by a fairly similar margin in Ohio, although there is more of those results to be counted.
You're talking about Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, yeah.
Yeah, President Obama with a slight lead in Ohio, 49.55 to 48.81. Governor Romney with a slight lead in Virginia, 49.46, 48.94. Big thanks to all of our Google Doc volunteers keeping it,
you guys
keeping
are the election bot.
You know, if I had it to do over again, Justin, I would vote for Cheeto.
So would I. Don't blame me. I voted for Cheeto.
You know, it's the one I don't have on here. I do have a Don't Blame Me, I Voted for Bush bumper sticker, but it's from 1996. Or, no, I'm sorry, 1992.
Two.
Yeah. It doesn't distinguish which one. I have a Hoover button on there, too. All right, we are actually getting really close to 8 o'clock, and all the networks are standing by to project winners, probably going to project California for Barack Obama right out of the gate.
Man.
May project Nevada, probably not. They probably will project Hawaii. And here we go. CNN projecting the 55 electoral votes from California will go to President Obama, as expected. Also projecting that Hawaii, sort of a second home state for President Obama, and its four electoral votes will go to President Obama. And Washington, the state of Washington, has 12 electoral votes. Those also are projected to be cast in favor of President Obama. So all of a sudden,
North Carolina has been called.
And North Carolina.
For Mitt Romney.
All right. So four electoral votes, Idaho and Montana also now being called by CNN. This changes the landscape quite a bit. So now with California, Washington, and Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, and North Carolina. Well, CNN not calling North Carolina for Romney yet. 228 electoral votes for Obama, 176 for Romney. And if you throw in North Carolina for Romney, that's how many electoral votes does North Carolina have? It doesn't say right here, but...
Oh, sheesh. And meanwhile, Ohio, at 69% even, has now tightened to 48.87 Mitt Romney, 49.48 for Obama.
We're not going to get Florida or Ohio tonight, I have a feeling. So let's
we don't have an election decided
15
tonight.
15 electoral votes for North Carolina, 15, by the way.
Thank you. So let's look at this paths to the White House thing. This is my favorite thing of the night. This is my personal, like, John King big thing to play with. North Carolina goes to Mitt Romney. We have some projections in that, maybe not all of them. Wisconsin going to Barack Obama. Again, we have some networks projecting that. That leaves Mitt Romney with 8 ways to win and President Obama with 55 ways to win. Again... It really is, as everyone said, going to come down to Florida or Ohio.
Or maybe Virginia. Listen, Virginia's not out of this.
If Virginia were to swing to President Obama, then President Obama only has to win Nevada, and it's over. So really, you're right. Virginia becoming just as key mathematically at this point as Ohio or Florida. They could end this right there. Let's say Virginia goes to Governor Romney. Does the Colorado, Iowa, Nevada thing? Yeah. If he gets Colorado, Iowa, and Nevada, then that would go to President Obama. So it's a harder road for Governor Romney at this point, but certainly not impossible. If he takes Virginia, Ohio, and Florida, President Obama only has one way to win. He's got to win Colorado at that point.
Washington State also being called for Barack Obama. Pardon me. And very now, early on.
CNN catching up and projecting North Carolina for Governor Romney and Wisconsin for President Obama. So I imagine New York Times probably going to call that fairly shortly as well. So, yeah, now we are really getting down to these swing states, and they're swing states because they were too close to call, which means it's taken longer to get enough votes counted to really make this make sense. But I think we're converging on all the networks having the same calls at this point, and it's 238 electoral votes for President Obama, 191 for Governor Romney. You need 270 to win. So he needs 32 votes, the president does, and Governor Romney needs 79 votes. And there's 9 states in play at this point. And yes, some people saying, well, wait a minute, what I'm watching shows he needs this number of votes. It's going to different networks are calling it differently. Let's show this screen again. I really got to give it to the New York Times. Between 538 and Nate Silver's coverage throughout the election and the polls and the analysis and this coverage tonight, the paths to the election and this presidential network calls, really all you need. If you're just sitting at home, you don't even need us. We're just here for comic relief, essentially. You can follow all this stuff yourself. And it's really interesting to watch. Right now, CNN and ABC have the electoral votes in the president's favor. Fox News, NBC, CBS, AP, and The Times have the electoral votes in Governor Romney's favor. This doesn't reflect yet that CNN has called North Carolina, though. So I'm not sure if it's quite up to date 100%. California is only projected for President Obama by ABC and CNN.
Which is,
and that would be
again,
why they show
55.
The president leaving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or leading, I should say. He's not leaving. He's sticking it out.
Yeah.
Jim Garrison, thank you. On Twitter says that Colleen Lakowitz for the Horde, she was the one with the attack ad against her for playing WoW, has won her seat in District 25 in Maine.
Well, good for her.
And CNN projecting that the Democrats will keep control of the Senate. Let's look at the AP map for that and see if that's saying it. The AP map has been more conservative at projections throughout the evening, but let me reload it here. They are showing still 45 seats for the Democrats, 42 for the Republicans, but CNN now saying Dianne Feinstein, Tim Kaine in Virginia, winning a Democratic seat there. And I think they have one other projection there. Yeah, Mazie Hirono in Hawaii winning her Senate seat for the Democrats. Now they will say, they're saying the Democrats have enough seats to control the Senate now. And the two, Patrick Delahanty points out, there are two independent senators who caucus with the Democrats. So that will continue to be the case. They show them on the CNN map as purple, blue and red combined. But yeah, Maine and Vermont both have independent senators. Actually, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. He's often reported as an independent, but he is the socialist candidate from Vermont. 71.1% of the vote for Bernie Sanders, with 69% reporting. And in Maine, Angus King, the independent there, 54.2% of the vote with 29.5% reporting. Wow, Nard Dog in the chat room says Romney Ryan becomes the first presidential ticket to lose both candidates' home states since McGovern Shriver in 1972.
Well, that's a piece of trivia.
Because it was not unexpected for Romney to lose Massachusetts.
Right.
It's a heavily Democratic state.
Mm-hmm.
However, the idea that Paul Ryan has lost Wisconsin is it kind of makes that...
We the go two back of to them that, together, it's interesting.
We could go back to that XKCD cartoon and be like, well,
right,
nothing happens until it happens.
Yeah.
But I do recall in 1984 how blue the map was, but it should have been red, because Ronald Reagan was winning
seemingly every state, and Walter Mondale won his home state. He didn't win a lot of states, but he did win his home state. Governor Dukakis the same way in 1988 won his home state. That was the one thing you could count on, is like, oh, well, they're going to win their home states. Not happening this time. Some of the networks are now projecting Oregon goes to President Obama. Again, not a big surprise. That is expected. Not a swing state.
Mm-hmm.
It does cut down Romney's, even if Romney pulls off Ohio and Florida and maintains his slim lead in Virginia, he still needs one more state to win.
Everyone but the New York Times and the Associated Press now calling Wisconsin for President Obama. New York Times, AP, and ABC not yet calling North Carolina, but everyone else calling that for Governor Romney. Those are your two swing states, right? Those are the two states that we know something about.
ABC
that make a difference,
just called, right? North Carolina.
Okay, so that just, for Romney, I just need to refresh that. But
well, it comes in real time, but there's, yeah, who knows what the refresh rate is.
Every 30 seconds, I think.
Mm. I mean, it's really hard to stay on top of the numbers, honestly. I mean, you can just refresh.
Yeah.
And again, it just depends on what news org you're looking at.
So giving all of that.
And by the way, just to look at, and this is, again, the great Jackie Hearn, who is keeping track for us in the Max Election Bot newsroom here. One of the bellwether counties is Hillsboro, which is in the Tampa Bay area, that went ever so slightly for Obama, 49-31 for Romney, 49-82 for Obama. And then Duval County, which is Jacksonville, went for Obama as well, 49-30-49-84.
Well, even more significantly, Justin, I'm sorry to interrupt, but CNN projecting President Obama wins Iowa.
NBC News as well.
So now Mitt Romney has three ways to win. He has to win Florida, and he has to win Virginia and Colorado. That's the main path to victory. He could also win Nevada, but that's not likely to happen.
Yeah.
So this is becoming... With Iowa, it's now becoming a very, very tight race for Governor Romney. And it will really hinge. I think you're right. It's going to hinge on Virginia, because I think we're going to know Virginia before we know Ohio or Florida. Let's go to the path to the White House. If that holds, and most of the networks are now starting to report Iowa. Also, by the way, CNN projecting New Mexico for President Obama, not a surprise. But if Iowa, Wisconsin remain projected for President Obama, North Carolina remains projected for Governor Romney, then let's give Nevada and Colorado to President Obama. He wins. He only has to win those two states, and we have a victor tonight. If President Obama wins Virginia, he wins. So let's give Colorado to Governor Romney. Let's give Virginia to Governor Romney. Okay, let's assume Nevada still goes to Barack Obama. Most people have said it will. Then it does come down to Ohio and Florida, and it's going to be a while before we know a winner. That prospect of it being a while before we know a winner, really a conversation killer.
I'm like, so now what?
More wine?
No, thank you. Unless you'd like to watch me sleep.
Yeah, I know.
And then you can sort of, you know, throw pirate's booty at my head.
Well, is there more pirate's booty?
There is more pirate's booty. That cheesecake was an unwise decision, but hey, it's election night.
NBC just called Ohio for Obama.
No way.
What?
No way. Really?
Well, how?
So they say.
We're showing at 48.82% Ohio for Romney, 49.54% for President Obama. That's way too close to call. New York Times reporting at a different spread. They say 57% for President Obama, 41% for Romney. But that's with 2.9% of the precincts reporting. That's the first controversial call that I've heard tonight. Now, where did you see that?
Yeah, only 70% reporting as well.
I'm seeing people in the chat room.
People in the chat room may be trying to mess with you. Do you see it anywhere else?
Fox News calling Ohio for Obama. They're saying I'm not.
Well, they're saying that. Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see that online yet.
Yeah, trolling, apparently so.
Mm-hmm.
I just called Nevada for Jill Stein.
Nader took Ohio. I heard.
Oh, now Michael Coley says that the WoW playing Senate candidate is losing. So, see, you can't rely on anything anymore.
Yeah. No, it's over. Fox calls Ohio for Obama.
CNN hasn't called it yet, but that's pretty crazy. So, wait, you're seeing that on Fox, huh?
I'm seeing it on Twitter from, like, conservative people. And now Barack Obama has just tweeted, "This happened because of you. Thank you."
That's pulling the trigger a little early.
If they got Ohio, it's over.
Well, but they get one network projecting Ohio. I'd be waiting until...
Yeah, I mean, let's all take a breather.
Yeah.
Well, I yeah.
President Obama.
That's going to happen.
CNN doing a projection now.
NBC
for Oregon.
News.
They're projecting Oregon.
NBC News.
Yeah, no. It's so NBC News projects re-election.
Wow, NBC way out in front.
See, MSNBC as well.
Fox News not projecting the election yet. At least not on their website.
Just want to be smart about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this is fun. This is interesting. This is kind of what I like.
Yeah.
And this is why I like doing this, because we have a chat room and we have the web and we can see everything happen at once. New York Times, I'm refreshing the page. They're not showing the NBC thing yet. But let me see NBCNews.com, which is actually MSNBC, but... President Obama to win re-election, NBC News projects. That's the first thing I've actually seen on the web. They're calling it 274 because they called Ohio. Let's go to FoxNews.com. What do they say?
Wow. I'll tell you what. 73% of the vote, 49.16 for Romney, 49.20 for Obama, and they're calling Ohio. But
FoxNews.com not calling it yet. I find that intriguing. And those are the only two that we've heard about so far.
I don't see how they could call it being as close as it is.
Well, they'd have to be really confident in their exit polls. I mean, you can call it if your exit polls are overwhelming in the key counties, but not everybody seems to agree with them. And we heard from Dan Patterson earlier that there was sort of this informal arrangement that everybody would sort of coordinate their projections. Okay, CNN making another projection. Let's see what they say. They're calling Missouri for Governor Romney, so that's neither here nor there. That's as expected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to...
Someone just told me on Twitter, who knows, that, Fox News has projected Barack Obama the winner of Ohio.
But they 69%. Haven't changed the website yet.
Oh, I'm watching their online coverage here.
Uh-huh.
And they're showing that.
FoxNews.com says 262 still, right there.
I mean, the Barack Obama Twitter account is really going crazy. Four more years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
There's the NBC News website, President Obama to win. There's the Fox News website. Romney wins North Carolina, and Justin, you're saying that on the stream they're actually saying it's over.
Yeah, they're calling Ohio for Barack Obama.
We're watching CNN right now. They have Ohio yellow. They haven't said anything yet. Let's see what. Okay, so now the New York Times is updated. They have NBC with a check mark highlighted in blue, but it still says 249, not 270. I find that odd. But everybody else projecting electoral votes in President Obama's favor. No one else listed on this site yet as projecting. However, this is what's interesting. They don't have NBC projecting Ohio, but they do have Fox News projecting Ohio, which if Fox News projects Ohio, then that's pretty much it. Now CNN projecting President Obama will win re-election. And so
Bloomberg as well.
I think we've got critical mass as far as the news organizations go. It looks like that's it. CBS now projecting 274. So four of the seven main sources that we've been following tonight now projecting that President Obama wins re-election by taking Ohio.
No, it's
the firewall state.
It came down to Ohio, and that's what it is. You know, and again, it's we are still looking at a Barack Obama wins re-election. Still quite possible that he loses the popular vote. An amazing circumstance that this happens again 12 years later. And really, if you're going to get to the second guessing, then, you know, if it came down this close to Ohio, what was Mitt Romney doing in Wisconsin? What was he doing in Pennsylvania? Was his internal, the internal... polling, just complete wish fulfillment for them in terms of being validated. You have to say, for all the crap that Nate Silver got, he really, especially if Florida and Virginia narrowly go to Barack Obama, he's very much been validated. It is a big night for Barack Obama's campaign, one that consistently, to be very honest with you, kind of confused me in terms of its tone and message, but certainly reached the people that it needed to reach. And he now becomes, again, the only Democrat not named Bill Clinton and FDR to win two terms in office. It's going to be extraordinarily interesting to see what happens.
That just makes me laugh. He's the third Democrat to win re-election, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
He's the only one who isn't Bill Clinton.
Or Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
There were others, but he's the only one that isn't them.
It's a interesting theory to play with that Governor Romney would win the popular vote. Most of the projections are saying that he won't. But it's going to be, it is definitely going to be tight. So the last piece of math nerd in me is wanting to see how the Iowa electronic markets do. They have successfully predicted once again, they did it in 2000, 2004, 2008, now 2012, who would win the election. The winner take all was 78% that it was going to be the Democratic nominee, and that was President Obama. Their vote share market, we'll have to wait a little longer to see how close they get there. They suggested it would be 50.9% Democrat, 48.9% Republican. Right now, it's way too early in the vote count to say where it's going to end up. Governor Romney, as Justin pointed out, actually has 50% of the vote count nationwide right now, but we're still getting votes coming in from a lot of precincts in a lot of different places, especially in the West Coast, where only small percentages have been counted. So, you know, this projection that President Obama wins re-election is based on exit polls for the most part at this point in those Western states. I have a feeling it's going to end up being a popular vote victory for President Obama as well. I'm just curious how close they get to this election market prediction, because this has been within a couple of percentage points right on the actual vote count. The most impressive being in 2000, which is the first year they have data for. Back in 2000, they predicted that Al Gore would win the popular vote, and then they predicted that President Bush would win the election, which is exactly what happened.
Well, there we go. I think we did.
I think it was the cheesecake, you guys.
that brought us a result?
I think we were all, what are we going to talk about? And, you know, how are we going to stretch this? It might be a long night.
So when you left to get the cheesecake, that
I felt that like it, the tide turned a little bit.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, so you're welcome. Or I'm sorry if you wanted the coverage to last a lot longer.
Hey, thanks to everybody who pitched in or even just hung out in the chat room. It was great seeing all you guys in there. We had many, many more people than we would ever have at this time of the evening talking with us, chatting with us. Huge thanks. Let's show that election coverage doc again. I love it. A bunch of you guys are still in there updating the numbers. Huge shout out, Justin, to those folks.
Yeah, let's go ahead and just do a real quick roll call. Of course, King Cheeto, who really came very, very close to election himself.
Cheeto 2016. Tonight. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. Jackie Hearn, Swick, Matt 3, Held, Black Panda, Alpha Cheese, Mitzula, Oceanus Love, Tom Z, Jamie, Anthem, Tess, Swick, Renegade Mike, Leon, GMPH, Adam 12, and TNT Oak, Doug himself, who is still watching the Alaska returns, at ease, gentlemen and ladies. You guys did a fantastic job tonight. I thought our numbers were right on par with a lot of other people who had a lot more money and a lot more time to be looking at it. So thank you to everybody for helping us with this coverage.
And big thanks to Dan Patterson and all the folks over at CoPoint for joining us and checking in with us and giving us a little bit of their political slant. They'll still be covering this stuff on and on and on. That's what they do. So go check out CoPoint.com. Thanks to Karsten Bondi, who produced tonight's coverage. Huge thanks to Jammer B for manning the controls over there. Excellent job, unsung hero. The TD always is. Actually, he's not. We sing the TDs all the time. But you deserve the thanks. Big thanks to you, Sarah Lane.
Big thanks to you, too, Tom Merritt. This was fun.
And thanks to Chad Johnson for bringing us a ham sandwich and some hummus and donuts.
And just hanging out longer than you needed to.
Should we thank Justin?
Okay. Let's be, fair and balanced.
Thank you, Justin, for being on the ground in the battleground state.
Yeah, from out here in Orange County, Florida, and until we watch Joe Biden and Paul Ryan in 2016,
and Cheeto, and also thanks again to our sponsor Slingbox. Whenever breaking news happens, brought to you by Slingbox.com/twit, right here on the Twit Network. That's it for our election coverage. Thanks, everybody. Good night. We'll see you in 4 years.
Good night.